Check 1, 2.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
The second stanza of a nine-game homestand in the span of 10 days awaits the Bowie Bay Sox as they open up their third series this season, first of the second half, against the Harrisburg Senators, the first of six, getting underway tonight here at Prince George's Stadium. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre McGarrow here with you. Counting you down to first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburg Senators, just inside of 20 minutes to go until we get underway here from Bowie, Maryland. The Bay Sox are coming off one of their hotter stretches of the season. That includes a series win out of the four-day layoff, as they opened up with three at home here against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Bowie was able to grab two of the three games, a gritty 1-0 win and a one-hit shutout on Saturday night before they came back from behind twice on two separate occasions on Sunday before walking it off via a John Rhodes RBI single last night. For a 6-5 win, Bowie fell behind 2-0 early before rallying with two in the sixth frame, and then a wild seventh inning that saw Akron score three to take a 5-2 lead before the Bay Sox bounced back with three of their own. Brought us to the ninth inning. Xavier Moore got out of a bases-loaded jam in the top and earned his first double-A win before Anthony Servideo came home on a hard-hit infield single from John Rhodes that ended the contest for Bowie. So the Bay Sox now come in all of a sudden, winners of five of their last six, dating back to the tail end of that Richmond series where Bowie was able to take the last three from the Squirrels to salvage a split on the road. And, well, now it feels like a big opportunity for the Bay Sox when you talk about eating up ground in those Southwest Division standings, particularly in the second half, and getting on a bit of a roll. This is a team that we saw win four of its last five series coming out of the back end of the first half and looking to keep that momentum going into half number two. They're on track to do that. But this is a team that Bowie has struggled with this season in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox are just 3-9 against the Senators, dropping 5 of 6 in Harrisburg in early May. And then at the back end of the fifth month, going into June, they dropped 4 of the 6 games here at Prince George's Stadium. So it'll be interesting to see if Bowie can knock those woes against Harrisburg and find themselves a chance to climb up the ladder in the Southwest Division. It's still anybody's race here very early in the second half, and it would be a big momentum booster for Bowie before they hit the road again against Somerset next. But first, let's focus on the here and now as we take a look at the standings and how they're shaking out right now in the Southwest Division in the second half. Erie currently paces with a 9-5 record by virtue of winning percentage, but remember the Seawolves already first half champions of the Southwest Division. Richmond sitting in second, but with a win earlier today in a day game in Akron against the Rubber Ducks, they are even in terms of games against the Seawolves with a 10-6 overall mark in the second half. Akron is 8-8 following the loss, so they dropped 2 back, which means with a win tonight, Bowie could vault itself into third place as them and Harrisburg both set with a 7-8 mark in the second half, 2.5 back. Altoona's a half game behind them at a record of 5-7 in the second half. Today's forecast here in Bowie looks very promising compared to what we opened up with in those three games against Akron. No real threat of rain during the Saturday affair, at least not until after the game had concluded. But if you'll remember, Friday and Sunday's game against the Rubber Ducks both had an hour-plus rain delay to open, but really no substantial threat of precipitation here tonight at the ballpark. Around a 15% chance, yes, but right now just a thin, wispy hue of clouds overhead and no real threat of precipitation throughout the night. Winds are blowing out towards center field when they pick up at around 6 miles per hour at their apex. But right now, the flag out in center field, mostly stationary here at the ballpark. And another humid one, as has been the case pretty much all summer here at Prince George's Stadium. But maybe not as bad as it's been in recent home series for the Bay Sox. Temperatures in the high 80s. Right now, a real temperature of 87 and a real feel of 89. But humidity only at 53%. Keep in mind, humidity has been up towards 90 to 70%. Throughout the last few days here in Bowie. So cooling off a little bit for those players down on the field and for us up here in the press box. So let's take a look at the starting pitching matchup for this one and then get you your starting lineups as well as Connor Gillespie will get the ball for the Bay Sox, be opposed by Alimao Hernandez for Harrisburg. Now, Gillespie has been very solid this season for the Bay Sox. He's 3-3 with a 3.96 ERA, but as Matt Sabatis had mentioned in our social media pregame show, a sub-3 ERA when working as a starter. And Connor has gotten more goes as a starting pitcher in his recent outings and looked very good. He pitched all 5 innings of a rain-shortened affair in Richmond the day before the All-Star break. We're only allowed 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts, throwing 57 pitches and 37 strikes in the process. He's had a very good control of the zone. Sometimes the home run ball has been a little bit of prevalence at the end of his outings when he's ran out of gas, but when Gillespie has that stamina, he's been about as efficient as any arm the Bay Sox have thrown out there on a consistent basis this season. So if he can get ahead of hitters, he certainly has the gumption to go deep early with a save against Harrisburg earlier this season. Alimao Hernandez, meanwhile, has also been a staple of consistency for the Senators as he sits with a 3.33 ERA through 10 starts at the AA level, making his debut back in professional ball this season after signing out of the Mexican League. Hernandez, the lefty, has been particularly good against the Bay Sox. He made his AA debut against Bowie in mid-May up in Harrisburg, where he threw 5 effective innings, allowing just 1 run, and then came back to Prince George's Stadium at the end of the month on May 31st with 6 shutout frames. And that's the deepest he's gone in a start this season. Also had a season-high 6 strikeouts. So Bowie will be opening third time's the charm against the Southpaw tonight. As we take you through starting lineups very quickly, we'll start with Harrisburg. A lot of new faces that haven't seen the Bay Sox yet as Jacob Young, the right-handed hitting center fielder, leads off. And then Lucius Fox, a switch-hitting shortstop, bats second. Frankie Tostado, certainly a familiar face in his third season in the Eastern League. The left-handed hitting first baseman, bats third. Trey Lipscomb, the DH, bats cleanup from the right side. James Wood, the left-handed hitting right fielder, bats fifth. Brady House makes his double-A debut tonight, getting the call up from high-A Wilmington. He'll bat sixth and play third base. Robert Hassel kicks off the bottom third, the left-handed hitting left fielder, bats seventh. Onyx Vega, right-handed hitting catcher, eighth. And JT Arruda, a lefty at second base, bats ninth. For Bowie, Billy Cook back in the leadoff spot after not playing yesterday. He will kick things off in right field. Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, bats second. Judd Fabian back in the lineup as well, hitting third. No John Rhodes in the lineup tonight for Bowie off of his big series. Shane Fontana on the cleanup spot in left field. Greg Cohen, the third baseman, bats fifth. And then the switch hitting second baseman, Joseph Rosa, sixth. Bottom third of the DH, Dante Williams. And the catcher, Connor Pavloni. Jacob Teeter, the first baseman, rounds things out for the Bay Sox. Brand new series means a brand new sit down with Matt Sabatis and Kyle Moore as the skipper will look into last weekend for the Bay Sox and also preview this set against Harrisburg. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, part of Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for another big series, the continuation of this nine-game homestand, second longest homestand of the season when Harrisburg comes to town. But we taking 2 of 3 from the Rubber Ducks, a rubber match win, a walk-off win. And as we sit down with manager Kyle Moore, what were your overall thoughts on that? That big, big finish coming from behind twice to eventually come away victorious on another big Sunday.
Yeah, really proud of our offense to stick it in there and then get a bunch of runs off a lefty after we had given up the lead and kind of gotten down, a crooked number down. So it wasn't like we were down one. So I just was really proud of our offense and especially proud of how we finished the ball game. Kind of shocked that, not shocked, but just surprised with the intentional walk there. But I just think that also is a lot of respect shown for Jackson Holliday. I mean, that's a really experienced manager over there. Ruclus Odor has managed a lot of really good players. So the fact that he thinks that highly of him already tells me a lot.
That was going to be my next question because we were discussing back and forth during that mound visit whether or not they would intentionally walk him. And the moment they finally did, I just broke out cackling because of the concept. A 19-year-old in his third double-A game to get that kind of fear instilled in opposing pitchers already, something special. How about John Rhodes, though? A career weekend for the right-hander. The 3-home-run game, 2 hits on Sunday, including the walk-off single. What were your overall impressions on what he did right?
Yeah, I mean, really happy with him. I think he's been in some situations, like he was in some situations in Richmond where he didn't really come through as far as the situation went with driving the run in. And I think he took that to heart and it upset him. And I think, this week he responded like a champ and he practiced great. He prepared great. And then he got some really good swings off on some fastballs, hit one opposite field, pulled two, and then he came up in a big spot. And it just tells you even more about, walking Holliday right there with a guy who's really, frankly, red hot at the plate. My guys had a multi-homer game. He's hitting hits and RBIs, and they'd rather face him than face Holliday. So, happy that he got the job done. He hit the ball really hard. We had contact play on, and Servideo had a great read, which I think definitely aided in the fact that he, you know, the guy bobbled the ball. But if we're not putting pressure, I don't know that he bobbles that ball. And so, yeah, just happy with how the game finished and really happy with, like I said, the offense mainly putting up those runs off the lefty when we had the big inning to get back in the game was really, to me, probably the most impressive thing.
Yeah. Has there been any sort of adjustments in the coaching from you or Sherman Johnson in situations like that to make sure that you could capitalize on those bases loaded opportunities?
We've been practicing it all year, honestly. I mean, we do our last round of BP is a bases loaded round where we have that situation. Another round is another situational round. We have two situational rounds on the field every day. So we've coached a lot of it, and we've put our guys in situations in practice that are really close to that situation in the game. Situational hitting is just kind of a tricky thing. Like if you put too much weight into it, the guys get a little tense and you feel like one at bat's more important than the other. And that's really not how you want to feel. You just want to take your best approach to the plate every time, no matter what the situation is. And I think we did that last series, pretty much the whole series.
Yeah. Again, we're here with Kyle Moore on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, and the last series was so fun and so jam-packed for just three games total. We haven't even talked about Jackson Holliday. First impressions have obviously been he's living up to the hype so far, 500 over his first three games.
Yeah, I mean, my first impressions are he can really run, which you always know a guy can run, but you don't really know how well he runs and how well he runs in a baseball game. You know, you can't just run a 60 and say a guy can run, but he can really run in a baseball game, and that's really good for him. The other thing is just his bat-to-ball skills and his ability and his skill set is just incredible, honestly. The opposite field double that he hit, the way that he hits, the way that he gets swings off early in the count on off-speed pitches, looks like a guy who's had like 1,000 double-A at-bats, and he's 19. He's had 23 or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? He doesn't look like that. And so those are my initial sort of reactions to the type of player he is. And, man, he's fun to watch. And when he gets a little experience, he's just going to get more fun to watch.
Yeah. You're facing off against a Harrisburg team this week that still has two very highly rated prospects, Robert Hassel III and then James Wood, who really had a good series when he was here at Prince George's Stadium previously. How are you anticipating their work offensively?
Yeah, I think they're going to be challenging for our pitching staff to not give in to them, to be really stubborn, because like everybody else, when we prepare with all the analytics that we have and all the numbers and all the zones that we know where we're supposed to go and where we shouldn't go, I think that we have to be ultra stubborn this week, and especially with the top of their lineup. They got good hitters all throughout, good club. But hitters like James Wood are tough to pitch to, because his strike zone looks humongous because he is a really big man. But other than that, you just got to know where to miss, and we got to do a really good job of knowing where to miss. It's like playing golf, and you got a giant water to the right. You can't miss right. Yeah. You got to hit it down the middle or miss left, and that's what we kind of got to do with him.
Well, that's my problem. I can try as much as I want, but it's always going to the right. We're here with Kyle Moore on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. A lot of roster moves in terms of tandem pitchers lately. Peter Van Loon, Gene Pinto going to the injured list. Connor Gillespie is going to be getting two starts this week. So the tandems are starting to parse themselves out a little bit. Are we anticipating more of those short inning relief guys carrying a lot of weight?
I think, yes and no. I think yes. I think just like right off the bat, yeah, we're going to have to carry some weight in the bullpen. There's no question about that. Yeah. But I would like to see our starters go a little bit longer since they don't have a tandem behind them. I've been kind of advocating for that all year. I want to see what some of these kids have. Pham has thrown the ball incredible, and I want to see him go back out for the fifth and sixth if he's throwing the ball like that. And we may be forced to do that, which I think is a good thing for a young man in double A. You never know if you have a starting pitcher or not until you try it. Yeah. And so I'm excited about that. I do think the bullpen, though, needs to be ready. And I think that, they need to be ready in the middle part of the game because – even though we might push a couple guys, it's not something that we're really keen to doing in this organization.
And as we wrap things up here, you had no travel day on the off day Monday. Got to spend just about as much time as possible outside of that All-Star break with the family. How'd you spend the relaxing time?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do with myself. No travel day. We had a 1-5 game, even though it was a little bit of a delay, and we just had a lot of off time. So no, we had a dinner at home, which is lovely. You can never have enough of those when you're in season, and went to the pool at the apartment. That's nice. That's awesome too, because we don't have a pool at home. So when we're up here, we get to enjoy the pool, and just did normal 3 and 5 year old things that we can't get enough of right now.
Just chase them around the house for a little bit. I totally get that. Skip, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We break now. Andre takes us the rest of the way after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie Bay Sox Baseball, just around the corner.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game one in this 6-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by the ballpark in Bowie. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you. And as Connor Gillespie warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Jacob Young, followed by Lucius Fox at shortstop, batting second. Frankie Tostado at first base bats third. Trey Lipscomb, the designated hitter, cleans up. James Wood in right field bats fifth. Brady House, the third baseman, bats sixth. Robert Hassel, the third, is in left field batting seventh. Onyx Vega catches and bats eighth. JT Arruda will be at second base today, batting ninth. The Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, Oscar Salazar, Ryan Gross, and Don Niedig is the athletic trainer. Harrisburg on the season is
38-45, a one-game winning streak, 4-6 over their last 10. And here in the second half, they're 7-8, currently tied with the Bay Sox for fourth overall in the Southwest Division. But again, that lineup for Harrisburg features Young Fox Tostado, Lipscomb Wood House, Hassel Vega Aruda, all to face off against Connor Gillespie on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie is 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with very brief winds spotting up from time to time to center field, maybe maxing around 5 miles an hour, no big issue, as Jacob Young will dig in. First time he's seeing Bowie, a 306 average and a 780 OPS in 23 games, two doubles, one triple, one homer, nine runs batted in this season. Right-hander Gillespie foots the rubber, works out of his lengthy windup with the shoulder shrugs, goes through the system, and turns to fire the first pitch home. It's an off-speed, misses a bit high, and we're underway at 6:37 p.m. on an 86-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. Here's the 1-0 offering. And it's cracked high in the air out toward the right side. Foul ground now, Jacob Teeter ranging. Warning track, he makes the catch. Pop out to start the contest. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Shane Fontana, Judd Fabian, and Billy Cook. Greg Cullen is at third base. Jackson Holliday is at short. Joseph Rosa at second. Jacob Teeter at first, and Connor Pavlone catches behind the plate for Connor Gillespie on the mound. Switch hitter Lucius Fox into the box now. Didn't mean to rhyme, but, you know, it counts. First pitch, and Fox swings and misses. Fastball outside. It's nothing and one to start. 1-for-7, Fox, in his two games with Harrisburg. 536 OPS with a double. No triples or homers. No RBI just yet. 0-1 offering, and he grounds it deep to the right side. High bouncer where Rosa will pick it. Sidearm toss at the waist goes to first in time. 4-3 putout. Two quick outs here for Connor Gillespie to get us started. Umpiring crew in tonight's contest sees Joe Belangia at third base. Kevin Manzik is at first. Evan Johnson calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Frankie Tostado will step up here. Waiting for Fox to get back into the dugout as Gillespie is working quickly so far. Just four pitches as Tostado steps up first pitch. And he checks his swing on a fastball up and away. Appeal to the third base umpire Belangia says he didn't go around. Count starts out at 1-0. 251 average for Tostado this season, a 728 OPS in 69 games. 13 doubles, no triples, 9 homers, 46 runs batted in. Next offering misses high, 2 balls and no strikes. Connor Gillespie, 5'11", 185-pound right-hander, drafted out of VCU back in 2019. Second consecutive start for the right-hander. As the 2-0 offering comes home, and it's lifted foul out of play left side. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now. 3-3 record for Gillespie, a 3.96 ERA in 16 games, 4 starts. 61 and a third innings of work. 54 strikeouts, 22 walks. He has allowed 10 home runs. Opponents hitting him at a 221 clip. 2 balls and 1 strike the count. Next pitch home. And it's again fouled off left side. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Bases empty, 2 away here in the top of the first. The Bay Sox are on a good surge lately, winners of 5 of their last 6. Seem to have command of their one loss as well, but gave it up just a bit late. Spoiled John Rhodes' 3-home-run day, but we still took the 3-game set against Akron over this weekend. 2-2 pitch to Tostado. Fastball misses high. Count runs full here on the left-hander. 160 average on a full count for Tostado this season. Walks 45% of the time. Gillespie brings it in the payoff. And it misses high, ball 4. Gillespie does not have a called strike just yet. As he walks Tostado here with 2 outs. First base runner for Harrisburg as the top of the first will continue on to Trey Lipscomb. Gillespie is coming off of another great performance in a starting role. His starts for the Bay Sox have always been good. Usually working on the back end of tandems at points with Peter Van Loon, at one point, I think, briefly with Cade Povich, too. First pitch here to the right-hander Lipscomb is a slider too far outside. Count starts out at 1-0. .324 average for Lipscomb, .845 OPS in 28 games. Six doubles, no triples, four homers, 17 runs batted in. Runner at first, two away here in a scoreless top of the first. As Gillespie sets. 1-0 offering. And called a strike. Late ring up on a high slider. Count goes to 1-1. Definitely have to call that on Lipscomb with his height. Stands in at 6'2", but I tell you, he's all leg. And he does have high shoulders. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. Run the count to 1-2 now. Yeah, Gillespie fired 5 scoreless innings against Richmond on Sunday. It was a complete game. Rain had hit the area late, and the Bay Sox had broken ahead to a 5-0 advantage, mostly thanks to Billy Cook's grand slam. It was the 5th career grand slam for Cook, too, in his minor league tenure, first with Bowie. But that 5-0 lead made it easy for the game to be called after 5-plus innings. 1-2 pitch. Spoiled foul right side. Count stays as the inning still slowly extends on Gillespie. That was still only his 14th pitch. He averages just a shade over 15 pitches per inning this season. But after losing Tostado on that 2-2 plate appearance, eventually walking him, felt like he could be done a little bit quicker. Still a chance for a scoreless frame, though. Another 1-2 offering. Slider too far down and away. Count goes to 2-2. Gillespie only struck out 2 batters in his last start against Richmond. Walked just 1. Strikeout numbers have been tailing down for Gillespie lately. And we're really anticipating just a work of 2 contact pitchers today. The 2-2. Popped him up. Right field, a little deep. Cook is jogging back, angles with a quick turn, and he'll make the catch. So a 2-out walk, no issue. We go to the bottom of the first. Harrisburg nothing. Bowie set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, it's a scoreless top of the first inning for Connor Gillespie. Walked a batter with 2 outs, was no issue. And as we go to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you. Alimo Hernandez warms on the mound for the Harrisburg Senators. The starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Billy Cook, followed by Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, batting second. Judd Fabian in center field bats third. Shane Fontana in left field cleans up. Greg Cullen is at third base, batting fifth. Joseph Rosa, the second baseman, bats sixth. Dante Williams is the designated hitter, batting seventh. Connor Pavloni catches and bats eighth. Jacob Teeter is at first base, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 38-46 on the season, a 2-game winning streak, 6-4 over their last 10, and 7-8 here in the second half. That's tied with Harrisburg for 4th in the division, 2.5 games out of first place. Again, their lineup, Cook, Holliday, Fabian, Fontana, Cullen, Rosa, Williams, Pavloni, Teeter, all to face off against Alimo Hernandez on the mound. As Billy Cook steps in, a .261 average, a .786 OPS in 73 games, 15 doubles and a triple, 11 homers, 46 runs batted in. Lefty on righty to start. As the first pitch in from Hernandez is sprayed foul right side out of play. Count opens up at nothing and one. So Cook has gone after the first pitch now in each of his last 3 leadoff opportunities. The 2 games he played in the Akron series, he opened the contest with a first pitch home run. 0-1 offering, misses too far inside, and it's 1-1 now. The home run he had on Saturday was extremely pivotal. It was the only run of the game as Bowie picked up the shutout victory. 1-1 offering, and Cook swings and misses as he falls to a knee on a breaking ball inside. Count goes to 1-2 here. The Senators have been playing some strong ball this half as well. They opened up with a great series. I believe it was against Reading, if I'm remembering correctly. They don't have their game-by-game set up in their game notes. As the 1-2 pitch is too far outside, Cook holds, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But it's big news for Harrisburg coming into today that Brady House was added to the roster, promoted from High A Wilmington just after the end of last weekend's series as the 2-2 is swung on and missed down for strike three. That's how the day gets started for Elimo Hernandez. Speaking of House, we'll tell you about him and the defense. Left to right in the outfield for Harrisburg. You've got Robert Hassel, Jacob Young, James Wood. Brady House is at third base, Lucius Fox at short. JT Arruda at second, Frankie Tostado at first, and Onyx Vega catches behind the plate for Elimo Hernandez on the mound. Left side of the Harrisburg infield has exactly 2 games of experience at the AA level at their respective positions. Lucius Fox is in just his 3rd game total. Both of them have been played at shortstop. Here's Jackson Holliday, lefty on lefty to open. First pitch in, and Holliday pops it up, shallow left field, a big sprint down for Hassel. He loses the cap, but tracks the ball and makes the catch. Just up against his shoulder before getting toward the foul line, Holliday goes down on the first offering. So 2 up, 2 down, now on to Judd Fabian. Bay Sox in their alternate black jerseys today, white pants, white cap. Jersey has the teal shoulder stripe and the orange cursive Bay Sox on the front. Senators in their alternate reds. Gray pants, red cap, and you've got the H logo on the left breast. Fabian hitting 165 on the season. First pitch to him misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. 638 OPS for the outfielder in 19 games played. 3 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, 17 runs batted in. Here's the next offering, and Fabian clobbers it deep out to left field. Hassel's back to the warning track, and he's got no chance. This one is long gone. Judd Fabian says goodbye. His 5th home run of the season, another big solo blast, 419 feet, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 1-0. That was probably one of the biggest that Fabian has put together for the Bay Sox this season. That's his 8th RBI, left the bat at 107 miles an hour, the 8th home run allowed by Elimo Hernandez this year. Now Shane Fontana will try to add on to the score. A little bit of pull power, but big power going over the scoreboard in left field. First pitch to Fontana, misses outside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Tell you more about Hernandez in just a second as the next offering is checked on down and away. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike here on Fontana. 267 average for Fontana, 776 OPS in 26 games. Next pitch is called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. 1-2, rather. 7 doubles, no triples, and 2 homers for Fontana this season. 11 runs batted in. Here's the 1-2. And he smacks a line drive into shallow center, tailing down quickly and in for a base hit. Jacob Young had taken a half step back in center field and hesitated a moment to track the ball. Because of that, he lost out on the opportunity to really get in for a big play opportunity. Fontana has hits in back-to-back games, 3 of his last 4. Here's Greg Cullen. Well, Senator starter Elimo Hernandez, 23-year-old lefty from Guadalajara, Mexico, signed by the Nats as a minor league free agent just before the start of this season after spending the last 2 seasons pitching in the Mexican leagues. Make that the last 4 seasons, as a matter of fact. First pitch into Cullen, misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. He had not been in affiliated minor league baseball since 2019 when he was a Dodgers farmhand working in their rookie leagues. Had gone 4-2 with a 4.94 ERA. 1-0 offering. And it's ticked foul, rolls over to the right side. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike here. On the season overall, Hernandez is 2-4, 3.33 ERA in 11 games, 10 starts, 54 innings, 42 strikeouts, 10 walks. The home run he allowed to Fabian was the 8th. He's given up, opponents hitting him at a 280 mark. Runner at first, 2 away. 1-1 pitch, Cullen flinches on a breaking ball outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez made his AA debut against the Bay Sox. Go back to May 13th when Bowie was on the road in Harrisburg. He pitched fine. Gave up a solo home run to Nolberth Romero, his only home run, Romero, with Bowie. 2-1 pitch is instead a pickoff throw over to first base. We'll wait on the 2-1 to Cullen. But it was four innings of one-run ball for Hernandez. Around that solo homer, struck out four. Bowie lost the game in extra innings. A walk-off loss when Kobe Mayo had committed an error at third. 2-1 pitch, Cullen watches called strike. Breaking ball on the inside half, it's 2-2. You know, that game was kind of a turning point for Mayo. He had committed that error, and it really sat on him. And from that point on, he had really settled in terms of his work at third base. 2-2 offering. Cullen pops it up. Left side, racing toward foul ground. Hassel across the warning track, but it's out of play. Just across the berm. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes here. So Kobe Mayo got promoted to AAA after the Richmond series, just before the All-Star break. And when he left, he had committed 12 total errors in 61 games. But that outing against Harrisburg was his seventh error. So only 5 errors over his last 40-plus games, as the 2-2 misses high to Cullen, run at full, after committing 7 errors in his first 23 games at third base. The numbers are pretty easy to read when you put it in that context.
If you'll remember, too, 3 of those 5 errors came in one game in Altoona. So really an isolated incident even at that.
It's a full count here on Cullen. 0 for 5 on a full count. He's drawn 4 walks. Runner goes, payoff pitch, up and in for ball 4. Cullen able to curl away just enough. 2-out walk. Hernandez continues to see the inning extend against him after starting with a quick strikeout and flyout. Fabian's homer, Fontana's single, and now Cullen's walk has made it at least 6 batters here in this first inning, with Joseph Rosa adding on to the pile. 229 average for the switch hitter batting righty, 672 OPS in 31 games. 1 double, 1 triple, 3 homers, 13 runs batted in. First pitch, Rosa watches breaking ball, called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. As a right-hander, Rosa's only hitting 152. His strikeout rate is actually much lower than his overall season rate. His walk rate, just a little snip lower, not by much. Well, 0-1. Called strike on the inside edge again, and Rosa running into the same problem as a righty that he does as a lefty. How close he moves to the plate, leading to him backing off of breaking balls inside and eventually getting rung up on a pitch. First and second, 2 away, 0-2 offering is swung on and missed for strike 3. 3 straight breaking balls, Hernandez sits down Rosa on 3 pitches. But the Bay Sox do get on the board with Judd Fabian's 5th home run of the season. We're on to the second. It's a 1-0 Bowie lead. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Weekend starts on the 21st with our Bowie Pit Beef Night. Come on out and grab a bite. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday with the Island Luau, a free Bay Sox Hawaiian shirt to the first 750 fans. And it closes on Sunday with Heroes Day. Bay Sox jerseys auctioned off to support local charities. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your 9-inning vacation.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, back in Prince George's Stadium, alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you. A 1-0 Bowie lead, as James Wood will open up the second inning, and the first pitch to him is bounced hard but foul, first base side. Connor Gillespie gets the pitch with an advantage now after 16 pitches in a scoreless first inning, walked a batter, got three balls in play. Wood, then Brady House and Robert Hassel III, set to bat here in this half inning. Boy, that's a trio that Nationals fans want to hear a lot. Next pitch, line foul left side, quickly nothing and two here on Wood. One of the top prospects in baseball, James Wood, made his Double-A debut just a day before spending a week here at Prince George's Stadium. He debuted in the tail end of a Reading series and then played his first full series here in Bowie. Hit two home runs that week. He's got seven already. Next pitch misses high, and it's one ball and two strikes here on Wood. 214 average overall for the left-hander, 757 OPS in 36 games, seven doubles, one triple, seven homers as mentioned, 53 runs batted in. Next offering, and he swings and just got a piece. Connor Pavlone cannot hold on. Falls off of the tail end of his webbing, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes off of the foul tip. Infield, shaded a little bit on the pull side. Wood takes it to the right. Just about half of the time he puts the ball in play. Gillespie goes through his shoulder shrugs and brings in another 1-2. Ripped hard to first, but foul. Teeter at a late attempt at a dive on that. Dirt has been a little bit dry today with the head groundskeeper out of town for a little bit, so might not have been able to plant his foot the best way he would have liked. Doesn't matter, it was a foul ball. Glad that Ben Baker is getting a couple of days off, though. Groundskeeper's some of the hardest workers in the sport. Another 1-2, and it's another piece foul. Wood staying alive on three consecutive two-strike foul balls here as this one bounces over to the left side. Wood had two homers, three runs batted in against the Bay Sox in his first series here, but he did strike out a handful. He's striking out around a third of his plate appearances right now. Another 1-2 pitch. And he strikes out looking. A high fastball from Connor Gillespie nails Wood. And that's his first strikeout of the day. What a good horizontal movement on that one, too, from Connor Gillespie. Boy, that played well. Good opening now, but here's Brady House. First pitch into the right-hander, and House watches fastball called for strike. In the upper outside corner, it's nothing and one. House, the Nationals' first-round draft selection, 11th overall in the 2021 draft out of Winterboro High School in Georgia. 0-1 pitch, fouled off right side, and it's nothing and two. First Double-A plate appearance for the right-hander after hitting .304 with an .881 OPS in 52 games across Single-A Frederick and High-A Wilmington. Nine homers, 35 runs batted in. 0-2 offering. And a breaking ball misses too far up and in. It's one ball and two strikes now. House had 13 doubles and a triple over his 52 games at the lower levels before today's debut. Bases empty, one away. Gillespie deals. Too high, and it's two balls and two strikes here. House didn't get too often, or too much work, I should say. Back in 2022, he spent the entire season with Single-A Frederick. They're also called the Nationals, and that's down, as you can imagine. And I said Fredericksburg. Got the first half of it right. Spent the time with Fredericksburg. Named as one of the best power hitters in the Nationals organization by many publications. 2-2, and this is why. He smacks it out to deep left field, but it'll stay in the ballpark. Shane Fontana cautiously paces to his left side before making the catch. If that pitch was just a little bit lower, that's what Connor Gillespie needs to be doing to getting these outs that he wants. But if that pitch was a little bit lower, that thing would have been long, long gone. House flies out to left field in his first plate appearance. That was a good pitch by Gillespie, well placed. Now here's Robert Hassel III. .224 average, .628 OPS in 54 games this season. 7 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, 17 runs batted in. First pitch in the lefty. Watches it miss down and in. Count starts out at 1-0. A Gillespie making back-to-back starts for the first time this season. The Bay Sox have seen a lot of turnover and a lot of changes through their starters and tandem relievers. As the 1-0 is popped up, third base side, foul ground, Cullen navigating for real estate, but he's not going to get an offer in as it bounces on the seat backs about five rows deep and actually ends up back in play. Either way, it's a foul ball, 1-1. Gillespie has had some great starts for Bowie. His first start was his Double-A debut. He tossed just three scoreless innings against Hartford. His second start was one of his only two losses in a starting role, and really it was his only start that didn't really go well, as the 1-1 pitch is called for strike on the outside edge. It's 1-2. That was against Richmond in late April, four runs over four innings, but after that, his last two starts, he's combined for 11 innings, allowed just three hits and one run, but he's 1-1 in those starts. 1-2 pitch. Ripped on a bounce to first, diving grab by Jacob Teeter. Up to his knees, underhands to Gillespie, and it's there in time. 3-1 put out. Good snag there by Jacob Teeter to help secure the 1-2-3 inning for Gillespie. Bottom of the second coming up. Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Bottom of the second inning here in Bowie. It's a 1-0 ball game as the Bay Sox got a solo home run, a couple of base runners in the first inning as well, but not much more from it. They'll try and do some more here with the bottom three in the lineup set to bat against Alemão Hernández. Dante Williams leads off. After him, Connor Pavlone, Jacob Teeter. Left-hander Williams, 186 average on the year, a .622 OPS in 62 games. 9 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, 28 runs batted in. First pitch home. And Williams watches off-speed, called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one to open. Williams had a very good couple of series against Harrisburg this season. Still looking for his first long ball against the Sens as the next pitch is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and two. He's got two homers here, two homers on the road this year. The only two road home runs have come against Akron. Not the third time that the Bay Sox are seeing Harrisburg after one trip up to City Island, and the next here at the ballpark as the 0-2 is swung on and missed down for strike three. Williams watches two, swings at one, and he's down on strikes. That's how the second inning gets started for Hernandez, his third strikeout already. Here's Connor Pavlone. 0-80 average and a .228 OPS in just eight games so far for Pavlone. Still looking for his first base hit on the return from injury. First pitch to him here is too far inside. Count starts out at 1-0. No extra base hits for Pavlone. One run batted in, 12 strikeouts, two walks. As Hernandez sets. And a decently red leather glove. Fires the 1-0. It's called for strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. And Bowie has not been able to string together wins against Harrisburg this season. Only 3-9 against Harrisburg. 1-1. Too far inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. But the wild thing about the losses that Bowie has suffered against Harrisburg is that they have constantly been in threatening mode, but have just never actually delivered that decisive blow. The 2-1 pitch, and it's bounced to short. Off the wrist slightly of Fox, and he cannot recover. Squared it up the entire time, was ready to receive it between his legs, but maybe one funky bounce somewhere in the mix. Fox commits his first error at shortstop this season, and Pavloni will reach. Jacob Teeter now to bat with a runner at first and one away. Yeah, Bowie is only 3-9 against the Senators, but of the 12 games they've played, Bowie has had more hits in 10 of them. So it's almost as if it's like a Mike Tyson fight. You can throw a flurry of small punches as the first pitch to Teeter is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. You can throw a flurry of small punches, but as long as Tyson nails you with one clean hook, that one big blow, he's going to win the fight. Oh, one pitch. Teeter watches it down low for ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Is that a fair analogy, Andre? I feel like at least that hit some chord.
That was a really good summary. I'll give you high praise for that one.
I'm good at my job sometimes. Hernandez sets. Fires the 1-1, and Teeter bounces it deep in the hole to first. It's through. A base hit. On to second base, Pavloni. Teeter has hits in back-to-back games now. 2-for-4 since his return to the Bay Sox ahead of last weekend. Third hit of the day for Bowie, and it puts 2 on base for the top of the lineup and Billy Cook with only 1 out here in the second inning. Cook struck out swinging on a 2-2 offering back in the first. Well-placed ball there for Teeter. His pull rate is a little bit higher than some, but it's not high enough that they're not putting massive shifts on for him when it comes to placing the second baseman. So worked well for Teeter there. First pitch into Cook, and he flinches on a called strike inside. Very difficult to agree with that pitch. Still perhaps too early in the game to really put up a fuss, though. Too early in the series as well. But I think Cook got the short end of the stick on that one. Hernandez looks back second, brings home the next, and Cook watches it miss down and in. Still looks at the umpire to make sure that he wasn't going to get that one called for strike, even though it missed probably by just about as much. 1-1 here. Pavloni being held on at second by the second baseman. JT Arruda playing very close, but with a left-hander on the mound, pickoffs to second are much more difficult. 1-1 pitch. Called strike at the knees. And one more easy call, and it's 1-2 here on Cook. Well, wind has been a bit non-existent here at Prince George's Stadium. Some humidity. 1-2 pitch. Cook watches it miss down and in. 2-2. But the prevailing conversation around the batting cages today has led to a consensus that it is one of the hottest days that teams have been dealing with this season, or players specifically on the Bay Sox. First and second, one away, 2-2. Cook watches it miss low. This should have been ball 4, but at least it runs full on Cook here. Only problem for Cook is that he's still got a strikeout-to-walk ratio that's not as hopeful on a full count. One of the few batters that strikes out more often than he walks for Bowie once he gets to a full count. And it never helps having to second guess your read to the zone after the umpire misses a call that early, that bad. 3-2, and he swings and misses for strike 3. Breaking ball down again. Cook robbed of an opportunity there after the first pitch missed. He probably should have headed gotten his way to first base. Instead, he's headed back to the dugout to, I wouldn't even say lick his wounds, just try and forget the injustice there. And now Jackson Holliday. Didn't get to tell you his numbers. He flew out on the first pitch he saw last inning. 6-for-13 now here in his double-A career. First pitch misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Can't get him to chase again. Holliday, one double, no triples or homers. Still looking for his first double-A RBI. He's got 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. Hernandez sets at the waist. 1-0 offering. Holiday flares it to left field. That's down, a base hit. Can they bring in the run? Pavlone being waved around. Here comes the throw, and it is in time. Bay Sox have continually run into problems with outs at home plate, and this time it robs Jackson Holiday of his first double-A RBI. A single, but a play at home. Robert Hassel to Onyx Vega, 7-2 to nail Pavlone. 1-0 game as we go to the third. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's LUMINIS health.org to schedule today.
Well, fans, don't forget about the Island Luau Night coming up to Prince George's Stadium on Saturday the 22nd. That's this weekend. Live music from the islands, dance performances, and the Bay Sox Hawaiian shirt giveaway for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. Saturday, July 22nd. Get your tickets at baysox.com. On to the third inning, a 1-0 Bowie lead as Connor Gillespie gets back to work, faces Onyx Vega, first pitch. And the right-hander watches off-speed, tail too far in, I guess. Really looked like that one could have grabbed a good portion of the zone, maybe too high on Vega, who's hitting 320 on the year, 817 OPS in 24 games, 1-0 pitch. That breaking ball called for strike. Gillespie learned his lesson, and honestly, that could have been a makeup call, as it looked to be a little bit too inside that time. It's one ball and one strike here, and Vega, instantly frustrated by it, calls for time, because he's going to have to reevaluate his understanding of the strike zone. I tell you, both teams already off to a shaky start, enjoying Evan Johnson behind the plate. Hopefully that doesn't last for too long. 1-1 pitch, and it's lifted in the air, foul, out of play right side. One ball and two strikes now. Five doubles, no triples, or home runs yet for Vega. Six runs batted in. He only played in one game the last time Harrisburg was at Prince George's Stadium. He went 2-for-5 with an RBI, two walks, and a strikeout. 1-2 pitch. And it's pieced foul back to the screen. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Vega, a native of Puerto Rico, but drafted domestically, 20th round in 2018. 24-year-old. Gillespie through his motions. Those shoulder shrugs, that big squat, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Tag applied by Pavlone to boot. Second strikeout for Connor Gillespie. I tell you, that was some fantastic movement on that breaking ball. Some of the best we've seen so far today. Only one base runner so far against the first eight batters from Gillespie. Here's JT Arruda. 212 average for the switch hitter batting lefty. 675 OPS in 70 games. First pitch. Flinches and a called strike outside edge. It's nothing in one. Called strikes are really starting to ramp up too for Connor Gillespie. He didn't get a called strike until the fourth batter of the game, and at that point it was already a 2-0 count. 0-1 pitch. Bounce to the right side. Playable for Rosa. Charges, scoops low, transfers and throws to first in time. That was a smooth move by Joseph Rosa to convert the 4-3 putout. And there's two gone as we go back to the top of the lineup for Jacob Young. Well, some infield fluidity for the Bay Sox over the last couple of weeks, obviously. Kobe Mayo being promoted, Cesar Prieto being promoted a few weeks earlier, of course. But one roster move ahead of today means Bowie might be sticking with Rosa at second base for a little bit longer, or at least more often, to be specific, as the first pitch to Jacob Young misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Anthony Servideo hitting the injured list, so he'll be gone for at least 7 days. 1-0 pitch. And it's inside, clips Young. Just got his elbow, maybe a tad. It was the curveball from Gillespie, only at 81, so couldn't have hurt much, but just got to get him a bit, and that's all it took for Young to take first base. The second base runner for Harrisburg today, and now Lucius Fox will bat. Andre, this is the movie nerd in me, but I really wonder how often he gets asked or people talk about his name to the Batman character. First pitch is called a strike at the knees. It's nothing and one to start. Do you know the character? Have you seen The Dark Knight or any of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies?
I was a little younger when I saw them, but I do recall.
Yeah, he's the character played by Morgan Freeman. He's in the comics, too. I'm just not a comics guy. Here's the 0-1 offering. Fox pops it up. Left field, shallow. Running down a long way, Fontana. And he slows down to make the catch bucket style at the waist. That was a last-second flip of the glove. But Fontana still collects the out. So a two-out hit by pitch. Not an issue for Gillespie. Three scoreless innings. We're on to the bottom of the third. Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the bottom of the third here in Bowie. It's a 1-0 ball game as the Bay Sox have a solo home run from Judd Fabian to hang their hat on. Just working ahead and getting the H in there. Connor Gillespie with three scoreless innings, and Fabian will lead off this frame. First pitch into the right-hander, and he watches fastball called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one to start. Fabian demolished that pitch over the left field scoreboard. That tells you how high it can get and continues my crusade to get maximum height into batted ball statistics that we get. Next pitch, popped foul behind home plate. It'll get out of play. About 5-6 rows deep. Would have liked the max height on that one, too. It's nothing and two. I am old man yelling at cloud status by complaining strictly just into my microphone, thinking that someone at one of the advanced statistics companies will serve us in this way. 0-2 pitch is checked on down, and he went around. First base umpire, the one to make the call, as Fabian strikes out swinging. Fontana will bat now. That's the fifth strikeout for Alimao Hernandez. I got so caught up in my posturing, my soapbox, that I was already thinking ahead to the next batter. But here's Fontana, a single to center field in the first inning. More of a Texas leaguer than anything. So Hernandez holds. They look for low and away. Fontana shows bunt on the first pitch, pulls it back, and it's called for strike regardless. Changeup hits the outside half. It's nothing and one. I don't think I've ever seen Shane Fontana show bunt. Not that I'm opposed to the idea. Is the 0-1 another show, and it's dropped just foul. A little bit to the left side of the line as it rolled slowly past the batter's box. If it had stayed fair, it probably would not have been successful considering how far it did not get. It was a quick pounce by Onyx Vega behind home. Base is empty, one away, but we up 1-0. Next pitch. And it's cracked on the line to deep center field. Young running back, curling at the warning track, and he's able to get there before taking a couple of big paces up against the wall at the last moment. Well-struck ball at 97 miles an hour, 373 feet for Fontana, but in the scorecard, it's just a line out to center field. Now Greg Cullen to bat. Well, I talk about the indomitable spirit of Greg Cullen. Never met someone who can instantly make a friend as quickly as he can. Was at the gym earlier today. Bay Sox have a partnership with Sport Fit of Bowie. Be sure to visit them if ever you get the chance. They have wonderful facilities. First pitch to Cullen is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Ran into Cullen. Ran into Connor Lopritch, too. But ran into Cullen, and he's just in the midst of a conversation with a new friend he made in the sauna there. I like going to the sauna a lot. 0-1 pitch, and Cullen lines it foul sharply to the left side. Quickly, nothing and two. Great thing about Cullen, he remembers your name, too. Just a little note. Either way, trying to get on base here as he's quickly behind nothing and two. Next pitch, grounded to the second baseman. Should end the inning as Aruda scoops between the legs and sidearms the throw to first. It's the first perfect inning for Hernandez as the 4-3 putout ends it. On to the fourth as Bowie leads 1-0. Andre has the play-by-play next. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox, an early 1-0 lead over the Harrisburg Senators, kicking off the first of six this week in the second series of a 9-game homestand for Bowie. As Connor Gillespie continues on the mound, set to face 3-4-5 in the Harrisburg lineup. Second time through the order, Frankie Tostado will lead things off for Harrisburg. The left-handed hitting first baseman. He walked his first time up against the right-handed arm of Gillespie here, who works out of the windup for the first offering. And it's a breaking ball. Grounded foul on a high hop. Runs parallel to the Bay Sox dugout and starts Tostado out nothing and one. It's been a very good performance so far for Gillespie as he's continued his strong starts in his work as a starting pitcher this season. He's fired 43 pitches, 29 strikes. The next pitch to Tostado misses just outside, evens the count at 1-1. Gillespie's allowed just two base runners, one of them, of course, being Tostado. Off his walk, after him, it's Trey Lipscomb and James Wood to bat in the frame. 1-1 offering. Tostado swings and misses. Fastball in the upper third of the zone for Gillespie, and the count's 1-2. Well, that's been the big key for Connor, executing up in the zone. It's gotten a lot of his weak contact so far. It's also helped him pick up a pair of strikeouts through these first three frames. Tostado stands in, upright in the lefty box, and Gillespie, couple shrugs of the left shoulder, now kicks and deals the 1-2. It's swung on and chopped. High bouncer over towards second, takes a gracious hop, about shoulder height on Joseph Rosa, charging in, the second baseman gloves and throws the first. 4-3 put out, nabs Tostado, and there's one up, one down here in the fourth. That'll bring up Trey Lipscomb. DHing tonight, Lipscomb. Right-handed bat flew out to right field. First time up. Back in the first. Righty-on-righty matchup as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Outer third offering with the fastball. Gillespie gets ahead again. Nothing in one. It's been another big key for Connor tonight, getting ahead of hitters. He's done so at a good rate and just worked efficiently all around. As the next pitch is popped up. High in the air, right field. Cook gives it a jog, and it's well out of play. Slicing. Onto the concourse, it's quickly nothing and two here to Lipscomb. It's the first time Lipscomb has seen Bowie this season, despite it being the third series between the Bay Sox and the Senators. They'll play one more in Harrisburg in September. 0-2, one out, bases empty. Bowie had 1-0. Here's the pitch from Gillespie, and it's spoiled foul right side again. Once again, it'll hook in the air onto the concourse, and the count stays. A lot of new bats this time around for Harrisburg against the Bay Sox, and you've got three of the top four hitters have not seen Bowie yet. And then Brady House, of course, in the six hole, making his double-A debut tonight. 0-2 pitch is laced in the air towards left field, but it's going to hang up for Shane Fontana. As he jogs down, makes the catch about parallel to his belt off to the right-hand side, catching the sinking liner off the end of the bat. Two down, the base is empty. Here's James Wood. Nine of the last 10 retired here by Gillespie with two outs and the bases empty for Wood. He went down looking on strikes first time. Left-handed hitting outfielder takes up and away and starts him out at 1-0. Wood has been in the midst of what you would call a colder stretch as he settles in here to life in Double-A. And the number four overall prospect in baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. It's just his 37th game at the Double-A level. Bowie saw him early where he showed certainly plenty of flashes of the plus pop that he offers. Five extra base hits and a 6-for-22 week against the Bay Sox. And he hits this one high in the air to right field. Jogging back, Cook has a read on it. He now goes down shy of the warning track into the right center alleyway and cruises underneath to make the catch. 1-2-3 inning for Connor Gillespie. Bowie, a 1-0 lead headed to the bottom of the fourth. We'll step aside. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth here from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still leads Harrisburg 1-0 as the Bay Sox look to win 6 of 7 if they can grab a series opening win here tonight. Off to a good start as Joseph Rosa, the switch hitter, leads off against Alimao Hernandez. The southpaw still on the mound for Harrisburg. In a fourth inning of work, the first pitch is a breaking ball that floats in just inside and starts Rosa off 1-0. It'll be Dante Williams and Connor Pavloni. The next two to bat in the Bowie lineup. It's 6-7-8 scheduled to hit in this frame. Second time through against Hernandez. Next pitch is called a strike. Off speed again, snaps right in front of home plate and breaks middle on Rosa, who crowds the plate, the switch hitter batting righty, in a 1-1 count here. 0-for-1 evening for Rosa. He went down swinging on strikes. It's last time up. Next pitch, check swing, goes screeching off the netting just above the gate parallel to the Bay Sox dugout on the right side. It's quickly 1-2. Well, Hernandez has worked very efficiently inside two hitters. He doesn't bring the most velocity, but he has located well, and that's led to a flurry of strikeouts here. He already has 5 tonight. 1-2. And Rosa's able to spoil it foul. On the ground left side, this time hits the railing of the Senators dugout. Juts over towards the third baseman House, who will flip it underhand to Kyle Moore. Gives it to a young fan in the front row. Stays 1-2 here to Rosa. As Hernandez set at the belt, lefty kicks and deals, working exclusively out of the stretch. And the next pitch from Rosa, or to Rosa, is fouled off once again. Change up that dove low in the zone. He was able to get enough with the underneath of the bat head and hit it foul behind home. Still 1-2. Hernandez set. Now the next. And Rosa spoils it foul again, left side. On the ground, it stays once more. Couple of two-strike foul balls now from Joseph Rosa. He'll ride this to a seventh pitch of the plate appearance here to lead off the frame. Switch hitter's been on a better run as of late. Back-to-back games where he's reached base. The 1-2 nearly hits him. Off speed that dove inside, and Rosa, who again crowds the plate with much regularity, had to back up to prevent that one from hitting his left hip. When he's back set, now 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the next from Hernandez is laced down the left field line, but hooking foul once again. Crashes over near the tarp and rolls into the left field corner. Will have to be fished out. Another spoiled pitch from Joseph Rosa, who continues run the pitch count up here of Hernandez. He's at 56 here in the fourth, so not looking too bad, but an opportunity here for Bowie to run a deep count second time through the lineup before they get to that bottom third. So Rosa looking for a result, 2 balls, 2 strikes, leading off the bottom half of the fourth in a 1-0 contest. Hernandez kicks home, and it's taken low. Change up dove down again, just floating over the shoe tops of Rosa, who took all the way, and now the count fills. It's been a very good battle. We're going to see 10 pitches here for this first plate appearance in the fourth inning. Bowie leads on the early first inning home run from Judd Fabian. His fifth at double-A level. Here's the payoff, and it's inside for ball four. Rosa able to work another changeup down as he takes the free pass. It's the second walk for Alimao Hernandez, who does not walk very many. There's 12 of them all season across his now 11 starts. What a leadoff base runner here for Bowie in the fourth. Now Dante Williams. Williams left-handed hitting DH for tonight. He went down swinging first time up, and the first pitch to him is called a strike. Hernandez continues to lurk low in the zone with the off-speed as he grabs the low outside corner. Nothing and one here to Williams. Lefty on lefty matchup here. As the 0-1 is popped up, it'll get out of play left side, and now nothing and two here once again to Williams. It's been interesting for the Bay Sox to find the early success they did against Alimao Hernandez tonight and build out that lead, similar to what they did the last time they had faced a left-hander, Doug Nikhazy on Saturday with an early first inning home run. But we have struggled a little bit against left-handed pitching this season. As Williams awaits the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball that just misses outside. Vega tried to pull it back into the zone, but about one ball length off the outside edge of the plate. Williams takes in. It's 1-2. Bowie collectively as a team is hitting just .219 against lefties this season. That's the second lowest mark in the Eastern League. They have hit some balls hard here against Hernandez tonight to the tune of 4 hits. 1-2 is poked in the air, foul again, left side. Count stays here to Williams. And that's what makes the strikeout numbers from Hernandez impressive with this two-strike fight that Bowie has put together. Runner goes. The 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Throw down to second base is not in time. Able to slide in safely towards the back end of the bag is Rosa. Third stolen base in four attempts. Here at the double-A level with the Bay Sox. He's into scoring position. The count goes 2-2 to Williams. It was a fastball well out of the outer third of the zone, almost in the right-handed batter's box. A really good pitch for Onyx Vega to throw on. Rosa was able to get a good enough jump. 2-2 pitch, and Williams, a swing and a miss. Breaking ball dropped off the table over the outside edge. His second time going down swinging. That's the sixth strikeout now for Olibo Hernandez. That matches a season high. One down, a runner on second. Here's Connor Pavloni. Hernandez steps off the back of the mound. He'll retie his left shoe as he stoops over down to one knee with the cap off. And Connor Pavloni waits patiently to step into the right-handed batter's box. Hernandez back to his feet. He's got the bright red cap back on his head, matching the bright red glove and the red jerseys at Harrisburg Sporting today. He's got the high red socks, too, that go up to the knee. Pavloni steps back in. He reached on an error his first time up. Right-handed bat against the left-handed arm, the first pitch. And he takes just low, a changeup, 1-0 to start. It's the ninth game here for Pavloni and Bowie as he's made his way back after falling onto the injured list just a little over a week into the season with the Bay Sox. 1-0. This is down again, two balls and no strikes. Sun starting to set here at Prince George's Stadium over the left side, but still plenty of blue sky overhead and thin, wispy strands of clouds. As Pavloni awaits the 2-0, and he takes inside again. Hernandez has been trying to work that inside corner as he had early on in the game. Bowie's second time through has been a little more alert to it as Pavloni's taken three straight out of the zone here. In the bottom half of the order, grinding out at-bats here for the Bay Sox. Runner on second, one out. Lefty deals a 3-0. And this time called a strike. Pavloni taking all the way. Pitch still could have been a little inside, but that inside corner has been getting the call from home plate umpire Evan Johnson as the off-speed drops in on that occasion. 3-1. Next pitch. And Pavloni swats it on the ground over towards third. Fielded on the backhand by House. Up the line. Runner breaks towards second. The throw goes over to first in time. Got a good break from Rosa, who went as soon as the pump came from House. He's able to scamper up to third without a throw back. 5-3 put out erases Pavloni. Rosa gets 90 feet away. Wild pitch. Pass ball come into play as Jacob Teeter steps up with two outs. I'm sure Teeter is thinking base hit here. So he already has one tonight for the Bay Sox. And a lefty-on-lefty matchup here against Hernandez. That was a ground ball that got its way through the right side back in the second. The first pitch is lifted high in the air left field. Hassel drifting over towards the foul line. Still in fair territory. Just shy of the track. He nearly loses the baseball. It kicks off the heel of his glove. He's able to bring it in close to his jersey and make the catch with the aid of his bare hand. Nervy moments, but Robert Hassel's able to hang on, and it retires. The sign keeps Bowie off the board here in the fourth. Leadoff walk, left stranded over at third. Bowie still leads 1-0 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action. tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Top of the fifth here from Prince George's Stadium. Still 1-0. The Bay Sox off to an early start. In the bottom of the first, a solo home run from Judd Fabian. Since then, it's been the masterful work on the mound of Connor Gillespie for Bowie as he's set to face 6-7-8 and in the Harrisburg lineup. Starts with Brady House, the third baseman who steps into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch is flared foul right side, out of play on the fly. It's nothing and one. It'll be House, then Robert Hassel, and Onyx Vega. Two righties with a lefty sandwiched in between against the right-hander Gillespie. He taps the left foot up and down off to the first base side of the mound, the 0-1. A crossbody fire that goes too far outside, 1-1 now to House. Double-A debut for House, a fly ball out to left field his first time up, 0-1 on the day. 1-1 from Gillespie, comes home, and it's a swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone has been the bread and butter so far for the right-hander as he generates a late swing from House. Pitch just comes in around 90, 91 miles an hour, but it plays very well up in the zone, and it's slowed down some of these bats as the 1-2 is a swing and a miss once again. Off-speed down and away, broke away from the right-handed hitter, and Connor Gillespie picks up his third strikeout of the evening. Retires the leadoff man in the fifth and brings up Robert Hassel with the bases empty. That's 10 of 11 now retired by Gillespie, including five in a row. Hassel 0-for-1. He bounced over to first base his first time up as he takes inside for a ball. It was a very nice diving snag from Jacob Teeter over at first to end the second as he ranged quickly to his right, dove fully outstretched, and was able to snatch it on the short hop with the glove and get it over to Gillespie covering the first base bag. 1-0 is in for a called strike. Breaking ball broke back inside on the left-handed bat, backed up on him. And called strike makes it 1-1. That's where the breaking stuff of Gillespie plays really well to these left-handed hitters as well, because it backs up on them. 1-1. Hassel takes inside, kicks off the mid of Pavloni. Went with a very similar offering on the off-speed, this time a little too far down as well as the count goes to 2-1. Another shoulder shrug from Gillespie, who's been at the waist. Now the 2-1 pitch. He is grounded over towards the right side. Rosa dives, but it's just underneath his glove into right field for a base hit. Fully outstretched from the Bay Sox second baseman, who kicks his glove off and shakes his left hand before picking it back up with the right hand. It's a hit for Robert Hassel, first of the evening for Harrisburg, and a one-out base runner for the Senators. That's just their third base runner of the evening. Here's Onyx Vega. 0-for-1 day for the right-handed hitting catcher, a swinging strikeout back in the third. Righty on righty against Gillespie and Hassel. Very aggressive lead off of first towards the end of the cutout. Stays put as the first pitch is popped up. Right side Teeter, the first baseman, giving it a look. He's up against the railing of the Bay Sox dugout, and the ball falls out of play, in and out of the hands of a fan in the front row, and kicks off the roof of the Bay Sox dugout. It's nothing in one to start to Vega. Hassel is a very potent stolen base threat against Bowie specifically this season. He's 9-for-13 swiping bags, 4-for-5 against the Bay Sox. His lead has shrunken by about a half a step towards the edge of that cutout at first. He stays put as the 0-1. Low and away, it's 1-1 now. Harrisburg as a team has run the bases well against Bowie. Very efficient in the stolen base category, but they have not seen Connor Pavloni behind the dish yet. See if that changes. 1-1. It's too far outside. 2-1 on a fastball. The Senators this season against the Bay Sox are 22 for 25 on attempted steals, but Pavloni, again, just making his return in early July after missing action since about mid-April, hasn't seen the Senators. They played twice so far this season coming into this series. It was mid-May and late May going into the beginning portion of June. As a 2-1 outside once again, 3-1 now to Vega on the off-speed that drift away. Just one walk here for Gillespie as he looks to settle in. Recalibrate in the zone and come back here against Vega. Wiggles the bat off his right shoulder as a right-hander. Stands firmly set on the mound. 3-1 pitch. Is top of the zone called a strike. Vega had bent over at the waist potentially to remove his shin guard from his left foot, but the fastball caught a meaty portion of the upper third of the zone. It's a 3-2 count off the called strike now. Gillespie, one full count tonight. It was a walk back in the first. Runner goes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's called strike three. Throw down to second on one. Hops not in time. But Gillespie able to paint the outer third of the zone with a fastball. It's his second strikeout of the frame. Second looking tonight. Fourth overall. It's another stolen base for Robert Hassel. 10th of the season. Fifth against Bowie. As he's able to get there and head of the one hopper before a tag could be applied by Joseph Rosa. So he's at scoring position representing the tying run. There's two outs and JT Arruda will bat. And Pavloni out on the mound with Gillespie before JT Arruda bats out of the nine hole here for Harrisburg. It's a very quick chat as Pavloni now jogs his way back over to home and Gillespie paces behind the mound. Picks up the rosin bag a couple of times, throws it down to his right, and he looks set to deal now to Arruda. Oh for one day for Arruda. He bounced out the second first time. As Rosa, the second baseman, plays deep in the hole, pushing him slightly to pull. Teeter, the first baseman, up the line off the bag. Here's the first pitch. And it's called a strike. Gillespie has floated in that breaking ball early and counts very well. That one over the outer third, towards the waist. It's nothing and one now. Arruda's hitting .238 this season with runners in scoring position. Gillespie looks back, runner at second. Now the 0-1. He's just off the outside edge. Tried to come back with that same pitch. Very close. This time just can't quite get it horizontally as the count goes to 1-1. Harrisburg's been a very peculiar team when it's come to their situational hitting. This is the first time that the Senators have threatened with a runner in scoring position tonight. Lowest in the Eastern League. Just a .217 team average with runners in scoring position. And with two outs, it drops all the way down to .200. As the next pitch is called a strike. Fastball just above the knees, and it makes it 1-2 now to Arruda. So a light at the end of the tunnel here for Gillespie. As he tries to throw five scoreless frames from the second consecutive start. Righty peers in. Gets the sign. Looks back the runner. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Outer third breaking ball ducked underneath the bat path. Gillespie strikes out the side in the fifth. He has five of them through five shutout frames. On to the bottom half, Bowie still leads 1-0. We'll step aside. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
top of the lineup sets to come to the dish here for Bowie in the bottom half of the fifth as the Bay Sox still lead 1-0. Billy Cook, then Jackson Holliday, and Judd Fabian against the left-hander Alimel Hernandez. Third time through for Bowie against the left-handed starter for Harrisburg. Cook an 0-for-2 day. Righty against the lefty, arm on the mound. The first pitch is grounded into the left side. Turning the glove, Fox, who fields deep in the hole, charges up a throw to first, but it's not in time on one hop. Impressive stretch from Tostado off the bag to not let it get by, but Cook's able to leg it out. Infield single for Billy Cook. Hits in six straight for him, and a leadoff base runner for Jackson Holliday. Fifth hit for the Bay Sox against Hernandez. Holliday also has one of them. As the left-handed hitting shortstop has hits in his first four double-A games. A single his last time up and a fly ball out to left field. First pitch of the lefty-on-lefty matchup is a called strike. Breaking ball towards the bottom edge of the zone, right at the knees. Nothing on one to start. It's a rare opportunity here in recent games for Billy Cook to maybe show off the wheels. There is a lefty on the mound as Holliday pokes one high in the air towards right center field. Wood going back towards the edge of the track, leaps at the wall, and it's off his glove, off the wall. Holliday stops at second. Cook had to get a late break in case it was caught, so he'll stop at third. Back-to-back games with an extra base hit for Jackson Holliday. Second double-A double. And there's two in scoring position to lead off the fifth for Judd Fabian. For Holliday, that's also three multi-hit games now in his first four with Double-A Bowie. Now the man that is the only run tonight for the Bay Sox, Judd Fabian, steps into the right-handed batter's box. The right side of the infield is up for Harrisburg. Now here comes Fox as well, the shortstop, as Fabian takes one that just dusts over the top of his cleats, barely misses him on an off-speed inside, 1-0 to start. There's nobody throwing right now in the Senators' bullpen, but bodies are starting to stir as Hernandez already had 71 pitches entering the frame. And now two straight hits for Bowie here to start it off. Fabian, solo home run in the first, the only scoring. He fouls this one off the catcher right behind home, and the count goes to 1-1. 133 average for Fabian this season with runners in scoring position. It's been a sort of Achilles heel for Bowie in their struggles against the Senators this season. There's been plentiful hits, but it's just trying to produce runs out of that. As Fabian takes too far inside again, and did it get him? He's headed down to first base, and the home plate umpire does come out and says it clipped him. Was a breaking ball very similar to the first one that he took that just caught a portion of his leg on the way by, and Judd Fabian off the hip-high pitch loads the bases for Bowie with nobody out here in the fifth. So it builds to a good point here for the Bay Sox as Shane Fontana comes up to bat. Right now, a mound visit from pitching coach Joel Hanrahan. He'll come in here with the bases loaded, nobody out before Shane Fontana bats. And while they meet on the mound, we'll give you a quick look at some scores around the Eastern League. Early action in Akron today as Richmond was able to blow out the Rubber Ducks. The Flying Squirrels took it 17-8 in a wild affair. Seven runs in the second, five in the third for Richmond. Right now, Hartford leads Somerset at home 1-0 in the top of the third. Erie and Binghamton are getting set to get underway in New York. And Portland, an early 5-1 lead at home against New Hampshire. That's through three. Bottom of the eighth already in Altoona. The Curve lead Reading 4-0 as they best the Fightins. And Bowie hangs on to its 1-0 lead right now, but looking to extend on it here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup as Fontana steps in. He's 1-for-2 today. Single back in the first and a sharply hit fly ball to center field. That chased Young all the way back to the warning track in the third. Corners up, middle infield back. First pitch to Fontana. It is a called strike. Off speed, breaks towards the top of the zone, just below the letters. Nothing in one now. Bowie with the bases loaded this season is hitting .246. That's fifth best in the Eastern League. Bay Sox have three grand slams. As Hernandez kicks and deals the 0-1, Fontana pops it up high in the air left side. Hassel gives it a look, but it's slicing out of play onto the bank behind the Senators' bullpen. Nothing in two. Bowie's most recent Grand Slam just came 8 days ago. The Sunday game in Richmond was hit by Billy Cook, who currently occupies third base after leading off the frame with an infield single. Fontana this season 0-for-2 with the bases loaded. Next pitch is just off the outside edge of the plate, a breaking ball that couldn't catch back over the corner. 1-2 now to Shane. There's a right-hander now up and throwing for the Senators, but following Fontana is another lefty on deck in Greg Cullen. Bowie leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth, and the Bay Sox look to add on. Fontana stands in the lefty box, lefty Hernandez on the hill. 1-2 pitch is poked, popped up behind home, but it's going to get over the netting and drift about five rows deep. Out of play, and the count stays 1-2 to Fontana. Six hits for the Bay Sox tonight. Two to lead off this frame. Single from Billy Cook, double from Jackson Holliday, and a Judd Fabian hit by pitch low to the bases. 1-2 is scorched towards center field. Young started back, now drifts in. He'll drift into left center and make the catch. Cook tags. The throw home comes in. It eludes Tostado, goes all the way up the third baseline. Both runners will advance. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Shane Fontana. Cook scores, Holliday to third, Fabian into second. Bay Sox double their lead. It's 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. RBI number 12 on the season with Bowie for Fontana. He's got RBIs in back-to-back games. Still two in scoring position now with one out for Greg Cullen. Good situational execution there from Fontana as he was able to get it deep enough to score the speedy Cook. Infield does come in here to face Cullen, and it looks like the left-hander Hernandez will stay on the mound. The righty's still getting hot in the Senators' bullpen. Is Cullen 0-for-1 today? He walked back in the first. And a red picket fence across the edge of the infield grass. The first pitch to Cullen is a curveball that floats in for a called strike. Nothing in one. First plate appearance for Cullen with the bases loaded in Bowie. Game number 12 for him with the Bay Sox here in 2023. But somebody has a lot of experience. So the next pitch is popped foul left side. Out of play, it's nothing in two. Three extra base hits for Cullen this season. They're all doubles. Both of his hits last week against Akron were two baggers. And he got his first RBI of the season with the Bay Sox on a double to center field in the comeback win yesterday, 2 days ago, I should say, against Akron. 0-2 pitch is grounded foul off his leg. Rolls slightly up the first baseline, where he'll toss it over towards the Bay Sox dugout as the count stays, nothing in two. Holliday leads off of third. He doubled after Cook's infield single. Billy coming home and scoring on the sacrifice fly moments ago, and Fabian, who was hit by a pitch, looms out at second. His infield stays in for Harrisburg, the 0-2. It bounces in, good block by Vega, who stood firm behind home, just sliding over to his left to snag the bouncing breaking ball. Keeps the runners at bay as the count goes 1-2 to Greg Cullen. Bowie a 2-0 lead, looking to continue to pad what's been a sensational night on the mound from Gillespie. 1-2 is driven towards center field again. Young breaks over towards left. It's the left fielder Hassel to call him off. Makes the catch high overhead. Holliday tags. The throw comes in on one hop. It's not in time. Jackson slides in safely, reaching the left hand in. Just ahead of the tag, it's a sacrifice fly for Greg Cullen. His second RBI of the season scores Holliday. Fabian stays at second, but Bowie, with back-to-back sack flies, leads 3-0 in the fifth. The big hit hasn't come for Bowie, but you gotta appreciate the situational execution to push those two runs across. Still a runner in scoring position, now two outs with Fabian at second for Joseph Rosa. And Hernandez once again called upon to get out the switch hitter. He'll bat righty again. 0-for-1 day, a strikeout and a walk. He grounds the first pitch foul off the front edge of the Senators' dugout. Over on the left side, it's nothing and one to start to Rosa. 1-for-2 this season with the bases loaded. 13 RBIs on the campaign. Lefty Hernandez stands in. Next pitch is a called strike. Another sharp breaking ball right at the knees And just enough late life to freeze Rosa as the count goes to nothing and two. The Bay Sox battle take time. Lift arms high overhead. Grip the bat with his white batting gloves. And step back into the box. Slightly wide stance. He crowds the plate. Twirls the bat head a couple of times and wiggles it off his right shoulder. Hernandez looks back out at second. Now in. The 0-2. He is low. Rosa takes a changeup. Able to watch it all the way down as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. And Rosa scalds it towards center field. Young a late break, but he's able to cruise in and make the catch. About shoulder high, stooped over at the waist. Sinking liner from Rosa retires aside, but not before the Bay Sox add two on. Couple of sacrifice flies. They lead 3-0. Executing in a bases loaded situation. We head to the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Luminous Health provides high quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100 plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sun continues to set at Prince George's Stadium. Stadium lights have come on as we cruise on our way to the top of the sixth. The Bay Sox enjoying a 3-0 lead as Bowie tacked on two more just a little while ago in the bottom half of the fifth. It's the top of the lineup now to bat third time through against right-handed starter Connor Gillespie. Starts with the right-handed hitting center fielder Jacob Young. First pitch to him. Misses down low for ball one. It'll be Young. Then Lucius Fox, the switch hitter. Then the left-handed bat, Frankie Tostado. And the top three of the lineup for Harrisburg. As Gillespie deals out of the windup, the 1-0. And it's a fastball high, two balls and no strikes. Just three base runners allowed by Connor Gillespie. One hit, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch. Young was hit and also popped out today. 0-for-1. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's called a strike. Just above the knees to Young on the called offering. It makes it 2-1. Bowie does have a right-hander up and throwing. It's Nolan Hoffman. As Gillespie started the inning just north of 70 pitches. A 2-1. Outside, three balls and a strike. And there's, of course, the caution with facing a lineup a third time through. Not to mention just the nature of how Bowie's starters have been used so far this season. It's been a hot topic over the recent days. As a 3-1 pitch. Is smacked in the air towards right field. Backing up Cook towards the track. He stops right at the edge of the track. Squares his shoulders to the wall and makes a catch. Able to drift all the way back. A good read from the Bowie right fielder. Retires Jacob Young for the first out of the sixth. Bases remain empty as Lucius Fox comes up. Gillespie now sits at 76 pitches, 50 strikes. Fox, the switch hitter, will bat lefty on an 0-for-2 night. First pitch to him is popped up left side. It'll drift out of play. Nothing in one. But the nature is, and Matt Sabatis talked about this with Kyle Moore in the pregame show we played for you, or the interview we played for you during the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, just about Bowie starters being able to be stretched out a little more. It's the way it's shaked out right now. There's not as many tandems as the 0-1. Fox takes bottom of the zone. Called a strike as it drifts back over the outside edge as well. Quickly, nothing in two. So it gives opportunities to guys like Gillespie, who have been working in tandem all year, to pitch deeper into games. And Connor has certainly shown the potential to do that. As the 0-2 is driven in the air, left field. Fontana tracking all the way. Curls at the edge of the track towards the corner. Makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass. Been a couple of louder opposite field shots, but Gillespie's done well to avoid the barrel. Another fastball towards the upper outside quadrant of the zone. Ballpark holds it. There's two up, two down for Frankie Tostado. Oh for one day for Tostado. A walk back in the first as he adjusts his gray batting gloves before settling in. Wiggles the hips and brings the bat close to his left ear flap of his bright red helmet. Grounds the first pitch into the glove of Joseph Rosa on a dive. Spins, throws, and it's in time. Able to field the hot shot grounder right on the edge of the outfield grass. A pirouette and an accurate throw to first. 1-2-3 frame for Connor Gillespie through six stellar shutout one-hit frames. Bowie leads 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
New arm on the mound for Harrisburg as we've reached the bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 3-0 over the Harrisburg Senators. It'll be the bottom third of its order. Hit against Patrick Ruzzolo, the right-hander who's on the mound for Harrisburg. We'll give you the final line on Alomel Hernandez in just a minute. As Dante Williams, the left-handed hitting DH, is set to step into the box for Bowie. It'll be Williams, Connor Pavloni, and then Jacob Teeter. Two lefties with a righty sandwiched in between. As Williams, 0-for-2 day, couple of strikeouts, a chance for a fresh start here against the right-hander. He swings and skies the first pitch. Mile-high right side. The first baseman, Tostado, jogs into foul territory and perfectly aligned in the first base coach's box. He camps underneath and makes the catch. So one pitch, one away for the new arm, Ruzzolo. Ruzzolo stands at 5'10", 205 pounds, a 27-year-old right-hander who was signed as a minor league free agent just here on July 1st by Harrisburg. He did not have a club at all this season. This is just his third appearance for Harrisburg. He's gone a pair of innings so far and allowed two runs on three hits. A walk, a strikeout. Opponents are hitting him at a 333 clip. Here's Connor Pavloni. He swings and sends the first pitch high in the air left side. It's going to get out of play. Just behind the Harrisburg bullpen on the grass bank, it's nothing and one. Pavloni reached on an error and grounded out so far tonight. He's hit the ball on the ground on the left side, both his plate appearances. Give you the final line on Hernandez here before we dive a little bit further into the new arm on the mound for Harrisburg. As the next pitch, Pavloni flinches, but it's too far inside on an off speed. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Hernandez went five innings, six hits, three runs. They were all earned on two walks and matches season high with six strikeouts. Second time he's reached that total against Bowie, third time overall. Threw 71 pitches in the process. 1-1, Pavloni hard on the ground, left side, diving stop on the backhand by Fox. Gets to his feet quickly, throws on one hop, and it's a perfect one-hopper into the mid of Frankie Tostado. in time to nail Pavloni by half a step on the hard hit rounder. Impressive backhand slide into the hole from Lucius Fox. Slick fielding from the shortstop retires Pavloni 6-3 for the second out. That brings up Jacob Teeter. 1-for-2 day for the left-handed hitting first baseman. Two outs, base is empty as the first pitch comes in to Teeter on a 1-for-2 day with a single. His first time up. Full out to left field last time as he takes a called strike on a breaking ball over the outer third. And Rotolo is no stranger to the Eastern League. He did pitch last season in the Giants organization, little time in Sacramento, but also a couple of appearances for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Just two of them, to be exact, only through three innings as the next pitch for Teeter is hit. Hard foul, left side, slicing over towards the picnic area down left field. Underneath the tent with the lights flickering underneath as the sun continues to set here. It's nothing in two to Teeter. Rotolo spent all of 2021 with Richmond. 39 appearances. 0-2. Teeter takes inside, backing off the plate. Off speed down. It's 1-2. 2.68 ERA in 37 innings for the Squirrels across those 39 appearances. He's joining his made over at first base, Frankie Tostado, as a former Flying Squirrel. The 0-2, Teeter, check swing. They'll peel down to third. He was able to hold up on a changeup down. Two balls and two strikes here to Teeter. Teeter in his second stint here with the Bay Sox this season awaits the 2-2. The pitch is slapped foul, left side. And the count will stay. Base is empty, two outs. Bowie had 3-0, trying to get something jump-started and flip over the lineup card maybe here in the sixth with Billy Cook waiting on deck. Next 2-2 is taken low and outside. Three balls and two strikes. That's what we saw a good bit of from Teeter even in his first stint here with Bowie back in April in the early portions of May, the plate discipline. He runs a lot of deep counts. And now the results are starting to turn for him, both in his numbers in high A and back up here in Bowie. 3-2 pitch. Is a jam shot. Popped up high in the air center field. Young is able to camp underneath with a couple steps to his right and make the catch. So a 1-2-3 frame for Patrick Rotolo upon his insertion into the game. Bowie goes quietly in their half of the sixth. They lead 3-0 headed to the seventh. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, it's a pitching change for the Bay Sox as we enter the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A 3-0 ball game following six gem innings from Connor Gillespie. I could almost call them routine innings from some of the work he's put together as a starter for Bowie. One hit, no runs. Five strikeouts, one walk. For the right-hander, 80 pitches he threw. And it makes way now for Nolan Hoffman on the mound for Bowie. Gillespie fired 54 strikes in his outing as well. 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup for Harrisburg to bat. Trey Lipscomb leads it off. First pitch, and the right-hander flinches back in on that sidearm fastball. Called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one to start. Lipscomb 0 for 2 on the day. A flyout and a lineout. One to right field, one to left field. As the next pitch is pieced foul. Breaking ball in the lower outside corner that Lipscomb barely gets a nick on, and it's nothing and two. But Gillespie in line for the win. It would be his fourth of the season for Bowie if the Bay Sox can hold on to this 3-0 edge. Nothing and two on Lipscomb. James Wood and Brady House to follow in the batting order. 0-2 pitch. Misses down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But the new pitcher on the mound for the Bay Sox, Nolan Hoffman, a 6'4", 190-pound right-hander from Lincoln, Nebraska. First overall selection in the Rule 5 draft back in 2021. Formerly of the Seattle organization. Brings in the 1-2. And it misses down and in off of Pavloni's glove as well. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes as it rolls away. On the season, Hoffman has 18 appearances for Bowie, an 0-1 record, and a 4.63 ERA. 23 1/3 innings, 27 strikeouts, 7 walks. 2-2. Just misses up and away. Really looked like that one could have caught. Run the count full here after Lipscomb had started behind, nothing and two. On the season, he's 2-for-8 on a full count, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Payoff pitch, and it's in there for strike three. Hoffman eventually sat at middle. Did Lipscomb? He picked his bat up once over that entire plate appearance. Was really having a tough time holding on to what Nolan Hoffman can do with that sidearm delivery. First strikeout for Hoffman, sixth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's James Wood, righty on lefty to bat. First pitch, Wood swings and gets a piece. Fouls it off a little bit over to the right side. Count starts out at nothing and one. Hoffman on the season has allowed more base runners when facing lefties. Strikeout to walk ratio a little bit lower against the left-handed batters. And the only home run he has allowed was to a left-handed batter. Here's the 0-1. Misses down, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike now. Wood 0 for 2, struck out looking in the second. Flew out to right field his last time up in the fourth. Only 3 base runners so far for Harrisburg. Walk, hit by pitch, single. That's been it. 1-1 pitch. And it's called for strike at the knees. Even with Wood's high knees, it's still in there just enough. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Hoffman is on a strong string of scoreless appearances. I couldn't get that last S in there to continue the alliteration. I thought about it as the 1-2 is fouled off left side. Count stays at 1 ball and 2 strikes. But it is a strong string of scoreless work for Nolan Hoffman. 3 consecutive scoreless outings. He's allowed just 2 hits over the span. That's considered 4 2/3 innings as well. Walks have been biting him some, though. He's walked 4 and only struck out 5 over that stretch. Made 1 appearance in the Richmond series, did not appear against Akron. Another 1-2 pitch, and Wood again spoils it foul left side. Count stays at 1 ball and 2 strikes. But a 3-0 Bowie lead here in the 7th inning. Fantastic to see Connor Gillespie go 80 pitches, still shy of a season's high. Threw 84 against Somerset earlier this season at the tail end of June. Another 1-2 pitch, and Wood gets plunked by it in toward the knee. That was only 75 miles an hour, the off-speed from Hoffman. He doesn't even come at you with a lot of blazing work. His body of work is based on that sidearm delivery of his, so the hit-by-pitch does sting a little bit, but fortunately it's not seeming as if it'll bruise Wood by any capacity. That is the 3rd hit batter that Hoffman has surrendered this season. And it brings Brady House to the plate as he looks to reach base for the first time. First pitch. And a fastball misses too far, down and in. It's 1 ball and no strike to start. That's the first pitch ball for Hoffman so far. One oh. And it's too far outside. Didn't seem to be. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes regardless. Yeah, the left-handers can be tough against Hoffman. That's partly why he has that higher whip against left-handed batters, because when he's trying to work on the edges of the zone, he has to work inside, and sometimes it leads to hit-by-pitches. 2-0 pitch is called for strike. At the knees, the curveball there, 2 balls and 1 strike now. House over 2, flew out to left field in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth, as Bowie leads 3-0. 2-1 offering. And it's called for strike in the lower outside corner. Fastball there. Feel like that pitch was in a same location as the 1-0 offering, but what can you do? 2 balls and 2 strikes. You know, I find it somewhat interesting that James Wood has only attempted 6 stolen bases this season, 36 games, 2-2. Slow grounder, left side, might be too tough to turn two. It will be. Greg Cullen fields at third and only goes to first base. They do retire House, but Wood is on to second. A 5-3 putout is the second out of the inning, and for just the second time today, Harrisburg has a runner in scoring position. Robert Hassel III was the last one to reach scoring position, and he's at the plate now. Hassel singled to right field in the fifth and stole second base. Still just the only base hit for the Senators this evening. Righty on lefty. First pitch in from Hoffman. He shows bunt, and it misses down and away. Hassel followed it the entire time, but didn't fully commit. 1 ball and no strikes. Finishing that point I made earlier, one of the key aspects I picked up of James Wood in his first series here at Prince George's Stadium when Bowie saw Harrisburg, those long legs, he can make some big strides. But he's only attempted 6 steals in 36 games. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, called for strike, middle of the zone. 1 ball and 1 strike now. Connor Pavlone has allowed 4 steals this season in 7 attempts, including the one today to Hassel. As Bowie leads 3-0 here in the top of the 7th. 1-1. Late swing, rolled over slowly to short. Charging and gloving behind the runner, Holiday throws to first base in time. A 6-3 putout ends the inning and strands another in scoring position. Hoffman with a clean frame. It's time to stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the 7th here in Bowie. Top of the Bowie lineup to bat as they lead 3-0. Billy Cook opens it up with Jackson Holiday and Judd Fabian to follow. Patrick Rotolo is back to work after a perfect first inning of relief. Retired the side in the 6th on just 11 pitches. First pitch to Cook is called for strike. Fastball grabs just above the knees, and it's nothing and one to open. Infield single for Cook in the 5th inning. Hit it deep in the hole to short, and Lucius Fox is adjusting in that sense. A little bit closer to third base, the shortstop plays as the 0-1 offering is floated the other way. Going to be tough for James Wood to track down as it falls in. Cook will take a hard round to first but stop there as Wood made a great sprint at the last moment to fire a missile into second base. But it's back-to-back singles for Billy Cook, already on a 6-game hit streak. After 3 hits last week, he's rolling out of the gate here in the first of this 6-game set. And now Jackson Holiday will bat. The Bay Sox have the leadoff batter on base for the 3rd consecutive inning now. Well, I should say 3rd time in their last 4 innings. Missed out on the 6th inning. That, you know, they went down in order. And first pitch to Holiday. And a fastball just misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Well, in our conversation with Kyle Moore ahead of today's game, he said that it almost still can't be overstated how incredible the concept of intentionally walking Holiday on Sunday was. As Cook takes off, 1-0 pitch is lifted in the air, left field shallow. Cook will have to head back to first base as Robert Hassel tracks it down, makes the catch with a last-second move to his left side. Holiday, 2-for-4 on the day. But Kyle Moore said briefly, look, Ruglas Odor is a tenured manager in the sport. He's one of the most well-respected guys in this league, especially for his years. So to come up, look at the body of work that Holiday has done already in just those three games and say, nuh-uh, nothing, tells you something. Here's Judd Fabian, 1-for-2, home run, hit by pitch, strikeout. Interesting day. So far, he's been the deciding factor, though. First pitch, and he watches breaking ball miss down. It's 1-0 to start. Massive home run to left field in the first inning. Strikeout swinging in the third. Got hit by a pitch in the fifth that helped Bowie load the bases. They didn't get any base hits after that, but two sacrifice flies have helped them pad the lead. Give Connor Gillespie breathing room on his path to a win. Cook feigns the takeoff at first base as the 1-0 is called for strike down. Good pitch for Cook to avoid trying the stolen base on. Probably would have been tough against Onyx Vega if that one found zone as easily as it did. And now Vega's coming out for a quick battery chat. I wonder what this is about, if they're trying to actually play out the game plan for working with Billy Cook over at first base, because he's dancing more so than I think we've seen from just about anyone this evening. Quick run around the Eastern League. Portland on top of New Hampshire, 5-1 in the fifth. Erie had a long delay to start their game with Binghamton. It's 1-0 just in the bottom of the second right now. Seawolves up. Somerset and Hartford tied at 1 in the fourth. Altoona beat Reading 4-0. Richmond clobbered Akron 17-8. Back here, it's a 3-0 game. With a pickoff throw to first, Cook was pretty keen to realize what that battery visit had to be about. His lead was only about a step and a half. He gets back in without having to slide. That's the first disengagement here with the count even at 1 on Fabian, 1 out. Cook feigns the takeoff again, and the 1-1 is popped up on the infield. Right side, who's there for it? Second baseman Aruda on the grass makes the catch, and there's two away. Cook still stuck at first base. So now on to Shane Fontana. To 1-for-2 day, Fontana. Everything he's put into play has gone straight up. Single to center, line out to center, sacrifice fly to center. Pickoff throw to first. Tag is a bit late. Cook slides in, but even though the throw got there well late, Tostado was fine to at least try the tag. Wait on the first pitch here to Fontana. 3-0 Bowie leads in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cook takes off as the first pitch is down low for a called strike. Throw to second, bounces in. Lucius Fox has to stretch out to keep it from getting into center field. Cook swipes the bag. It's his 18th of the season, second of the day for Bowie. 19th allowed by Onyx Vega in 29 attempts. But it's nothing and one to start on Fontana. Runner in scoring position, however. Different outlook on the plate appearance. 0-1 pitch. And he fouls it back to the screen. Count to nothing and two. Does open up a slide opportunity on the right side of the infield for the first baseman to play away from the bag and provide a little bit of defensive coverage. But Fontana behind nothing and two needs to fight back quick and hard to make something out of this plate appearance. Rutolo sets. Holds at the chest. 0-2 offering. Fontana fouls it off to the left side this time. Slowly roll over toward the Harrisburg dugout. Count stays at nothing and two. That is the first of six this week in Harrisburg. Second longest homestand of the season for Bowie. Honestly, the fact that it comes after the All-Star break makes it feel as if it won't seem that long, because it's not 2 6-game series. It's a 3-game series and then the 6-game series. 0-2 pitch. Fontana clubs it foul left side, again out of play. Count stays. After that, the Bay Sox hit the road for their only trip to Somerset, Bridgewater, the side of a six-game tilt between the Bay Sox and the Patriots, Yankees affiliate. July 25th will open that one up to close out the seventh month of the season. Well, seventh month of the year, fourth month of the season. Another 0-2 to Fontana, and he swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. He'll head to first base, trying to catch Onyx Vega sleeping a little bit, but Vega realizes, throws to first, and retires Fontana. Leadoff single stranded at second. We go to the eighth. Bowie still leads 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question. What are we doing for fun today?
Well, it's been a humid one at Prince George's Stadium this evening. We've been fortunate to move through it quickly, but at least the temperatures are headed down a little bit as well. 83 right now, 50% humidity, and not too much wind to help us out. Hopefully some cooling rains will come this evening going into tomorrow. But we're on to the eighth in a 3-0 Bowie lead. First pitch into Onyx Vega is called for strike low. It's nothing and one to start. 8-9-1 in the Harrisburg lineup to bat with Nolan Hoffman back to work on the mound for Bowie. The side armor hit a batter in the seventh but otherwise worked scoreless. As the 0-1 pitch misses too far down again, and it's one ball and one strike now. Vega is 0-2, both strikeouts. After him, it'll be JT Arruda and then Jacob Young to step into the box. Hoffman, size heavy, fires the next, and it's an off speed. Finds its way back into the inside half of the zone, 1-2. Have not been too many swings from batters yet against Hoffman. By my count, he's only had 4 swings against 23 pitches, but the next one is swung on and missed for strike 3. Number 5 matters. Second strikeout for Nolan Hoffman, 7th overall for Bay Sox pitching. And JT Arruda will bat here. Really, it just seems that Harrisburg is either too confused to go after any of the pitches because of the delivery of Hoffman, which is a bit interesting. They've seen him this season. First pitch to JT Arruda misses down and in. It's 1-0. Or they're trying to hope he plays too far outside of the zones to get swings and misses. And that just really hasn't been happening. 1-0 pitch. Arruda watches called strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. 0-2 day Arruda. Grounded out to second in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. As Hoffman sets. 1-1 offering. And it's at the knees again for called strike. Fastball from Hoffman. Runs it to 1-2. Sens have a new pitcher warming in their bullpen. Tyler Beck getting loose. Right-hander. Bases are empty with one out here in the top of the eighth. 1-2. Too far down and in. Arruda thought that one was headed closer to his ankles, and I don't necessarily blame him with the way some of those pitches can move in toward the left-handers. Arruda, the switch hitter, stays batting lefty. 2-2 from Hoffman. Lifted in the air, foul out of play left side. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes here. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Harrisburg. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Bowie. 2-2 pitch. And it's fouled off of the batter this time. Count stays. Well, it seems that the trend for Bowie against Harrisburg specifically in terms of out-hitting them in their contest is at least going to continue. Senators would have to go on a big contact spree over their final 5 outs here this evening. Another 2-2. Way too far outside. That one really didn't get much movement. And it runs full. Second full count that Hoffman has gotten to. He struck out Trey Lipscomb looking back in the 7th. Arruda on a full count this year, hitting 102. Strikes out a little bit more often than he walks. 40% of the time he strikes out. As the payoff comes home, and it's too far inside for ball 4. That's unfortunate. We've seen pitches inside, at least at that distance, called for strike already today, but you can really assume that the way that the pitches move for Hoffman, especially at the angle that he throws them, deceives a little bit more and leads to that pitch being more confidently being called a ball. Don't get me wrong, it's a ball, but I'm saying we've seen that pitch called for strike today. That location, to be precise. Here's Jacob Young. First pitch misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. That was the first walk for Hoffman, just second overall for Bowie as the Bay Sox get right-hander moving in their bullpen. It looks to be Nick Richmond. Runner at first, one away. 1-0 pitch to Young, and it's called for strike. Slider there from Hoffman, grabs the upper outside corner of the zone. It's 1-1. 0 for 2 day Young. Popped out to first base in foul territory back in the first inning. Got hit by a pitch in the third and got left at first. Flew out to right field his last time up in the 6th. 1-1. Called for strike at the knees. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes here. You know, we have seen some stolen bases against Nolan Hoffman this season, too, because his delivery is very slow. It is. The way that he has to drop down to the arm angle and move what seems to be a little bit further gives runners that extra jump. And there goes the runner. 1-2 is spoiled foul right side out of play. Count stays. Arruda is a prime candidate. It's smart to have him at the bottom of the lineup. While his on-base percentage may not be too high, he's very speedy. 21 steals in 26 attempts. But the delivery for Hoffman and the way that his pitches can be a little bit more difficult to pick up does open for more stolen bases. Runner stays as the 1-2 is a reach and a foul. Young went into the other batter's box to get a hang on that one, but still couldn't get it. As it flies out to the right side, count stays at 1-2 strikes here. Hoffman is getting up there in the pitch count. That was his 37th offering. Season high, career high. Came past 2 Sundays ago is the 1-2. Runner goes, is swung on and missed for strike 3. Pavlone mishandles the transfer. Arruda will steal second, his 22nd stolen base of the season. Second allowed by Pavlone this game, 5th of the season against the catcher. But Young strikes out. That's the 3rd strikeout for Hoffman, 8th overall for Bowie pitching. But again, the pitch count is there. And it wouldn't be the worst if they went to Nick Richmond. Kyle Moore, though, is going to let him stay in. Hoffman to face Lucius Fox. First pitch. Called for strike in the lower outside corner to the switch hitter batting lefty. It's nothing and one. That was the 39th pitch for Hoffman. Again, a career-high 41 on July 3rd, 2 Sundays ago. Actually, make that 3 Sundays ago at this point. My goodness. No, 2 Sundays ago. Yeah, 2 Sundays ago. I remember how many days are in a week, Andre. You can't say otherwise. Oh, one pitch. Grounded high to first and in foul territory. Picked by Jacob Teeter. It was a high bouncer. First hop had sent it about 10 feet up. Teeter had to run it down and pick it off of the second hop, but that second hop landed just a little bit to the right side of the line. Does run the count to nothing and two. But it keeps Fox alive here for another offering. And this next one will be number 41 from Hoffman. Fox is 0 for 3, 2 flyouts to left, a ground out to second base. The pitch. Line drive floated out to right. Cook runs in and makes the catch before reaching down at the waist. Thought about sliding, but no issue for Billy Cook. One out walk, left at second base, and we're on to the bottom of the eighth. Bowie leads 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Bowie, a pitching change for the Senators as the Bay Sox still lead 3-0. Patrick Ruotolo is done for the day. Two innings, one hit, one strikeout. Very simple stuff for the right-hander. He is replaced by righty Tyler Beck. 6'1", 190-pound, 27-year-old out of South Bend, Indiana. Minor league free agent signed this May by the Senators. First pitch into Greg Cullen is swung on and missed down and in. Count starts out at nothing and one. Beck, 14 appearances on the year, a 2-0 record, and a 7.08 ERA, 20 and one-thirds innings. 23 strikeouts, 14 walks. He has allowed four homers. The 0-1 misses down and in. Count goes to one ball and one strike here. It's an 0-for-1 day, Cullen. He walked in the first, grounded out to second base in the third, and hit a sacrifice fly to left field in the fifth to get his second RBI of the year. Next pitch, and he skies one foul out of play left side. Count goes to one ball and two strikes now. Beck has a tough time against righties this season. All four of his home runs have been to right-handed batters. Next offering, misses down. Two balls and two strikes here on Cullen. Bay Sox have, looks to be Xavier Moore, just perusing the bullpen right now. 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled off. A little bit to the right side, might have gotten Cullen's foot. Count stays. Nick Richmond was getting loose in the last half inning as Nolan Hoffman had matched a career high in pitches thrown in a single outing. Two scoreless innings for Hoffman, around a hit-by-pitch and a walk, but now Moore is just chit-chatting with the bullpen catcher right now. 1-2 pitch, and it misses low. That's the 2-2, as a matter of fact, so let's run the count full. Cullen asked for a quick time. Second full count he's seen today after walking in the first inning. Xavier Moore not throwing in the bullpen. He's just hanging out. Payoff pitch, and Cullen grounds it deep in the hole to second, sliding over to his left. JT Arruda gloves, has plenty of time to plant his feet, wait for Frankie Tostado to get to first base. Once he does, the throw is made, and the out is recorded for 3. There's one away, and now Joseph Rosa will bat. It's an 0-for-2 day. Rosa walked in the fourth inning, stole second, got left at third. He struck out in the first, lined out to center his last time up in the fifth. First pitch here, misses down and away. That's as a left-hander for just the first time today. Was a right-hander in all three plate appearances against Alimao Hernandez. Of course he was. 1-0 pitch. And it's flared foul out of play left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike now. But a 3-0 Bay Sox lead, but we winners in 5 of their last 6 contests. Trying to make it 6 of their last 7 after dropping those first 3 games to Richmond starting on the July 4th holiday. Man, imagine if that July 4th game had just gone slightly different. The run that Bowie might have been able to go on. 1-1 pitch, and it's grounded to second again. Aruda has to eat it on a high hop up toward the gut, still recovers and throws to first base in time. Back-to-back groundouts to second base, and two away now for Dante Williams. Yeah, Bowie had a 5-4 lead going into the eighth inning of that contest, and unfortunately it was Connor Gillespie who got lit up at the tail end. It was a 5-4 lead. Gillespie allowed 7 runs, 6 of them in the eighth inning of that one, including 3 home runs. It was just a non-memorable day. As the first pitch to Dante Williams, he shows bunt, but bunts it foul a little bit to the left side, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Yeah, if Bowie had pulled off that upset, Richmond historically plays well at home on July 4th. If Bowie had pulled off that upset, I feel like their mood could have turned a little bit for the rest of that series and really ran away with a series win as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's nothing at 2. But they still salvaged a series split, which is a lot to do at the diamond, especially against a Richmond team that had only lost one game entering that series. At one game in the second half, I should say. Nothing at 2 on Williams, who's 0-3 on the day. At the very least, Bowie has done an excellent job at recovering from that slow stretch. 0-2 grounded foul over to the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count stays, or to the dugout, rather, as there is a body up and moving in the bullpen. Count stays at nothing and two. So it's not Xavier Moore. He's actually playing guard for any foul balls that come screaming over toward Nick Richmond. Richmond is on the mound. He's not really warming up. I suppose he got sufficiently warm while Nolan Hoffman was pitching in the top of this inning. Another 0-2 pitch, and it's again grounded foul into the netting of the Bay Sox dugout. Count stays. Base is empty, 2 away. Bowie up 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth. This will be the third 0-2 pitch in from Beck. Long wait. Still time to deliver, though. Finally on its way. And a flinch. Fastball misses up and away, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. You know me, Andre. I'm a big fan of my puns. But unfortunately, my music taste does not extend far enough to make a Beck joke. As the 1-2 is ripped to first, a hard couple of bounces before it's backhanded by Frankie Tostado. And it looks like Tostado didn't want me to even get a chance. I don't blame him, because it would have been bad if I even tried for it.
Thank you, Frankie.
3 unassisted ends the inning. We go to the top of the ninth. Bowie needs 3 outs to pick up a shutout win. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to have you stopping by the ballpark this evening. Catch up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. You picked a fun one. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium as we enter the ninth inning of a 3-0 contest. Bowie making one more pitching change as they hunt for their seventh shutout win of the season and their second in just three games. Nick Richmond takes over for Bowie, replaces Nolan Hoffman, who fired two scoreless innings with no hits, one walk, three strikeouts. Connor Gillespie still the pitcher of record with a quality start, six scoreless innings, one hit, five strikeouts, one walk. Nick Richmond, a 6'4", 195-pound right-hander from Reidsville, North Carolina, minor league free agent picked up by the Orioles in May of 2022. On the season for Bowie, he's made three appearances, 0-0 record and a 7.36 ERA. He faces left-hander Frankie Tostado to start. First pitch in, and Tostado fouls it off. A piece back to the screen, and it's nothing in one. It's an 0-for-2 day. Tostado walked in the first inning, got left at first base, and since then he's grounded out to second twice. Richmond is coming off of his first scoreless appearance at the AA level. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to first, but foul. Looks like it just skipped to the right of the bag at the last moment. Count quickly, nothing in two, however, on Tostado. Yeah, Richmond fired a scoreless inning on 27 pitches against the Squirrels. One hit, two walks, and a strikeout. Stranded the bases loaded. For that, he gave up a run in an inning against Somerset, and he actually made his AA debut against the Senators. 0-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch inside, and he went around. Home plate umpire rings up Tostado as the bat went through the zone, partly while Tostado was just trying to avoid that pitch in toward his knee. That's how Richmond starts his outing, a strikeout, ninth overall for Bay Sox pitching today. Second time already that Richmond has retired the first batter he's seen with a punch-out. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb is bounced into center field, a base hit. Just the second hit of the day for the Senators, and at the very last moment, Lipscomb was able to extend his hit streak to 10 consecutive games. He's been sitting at 9. Frankie Tostado came into today with an 8-game streak. That's most likely done. But now here's James Wood on an 0-for-2 day. Got hit by a pitch in near his knee in the 7th, but it was a slow-moving pitch from Nolan Hoffman, and Wood seemed completely unfazed by it. First pitch, lefty, watches outside, miss for ball one. Richmond this season has seen a little bit more traffic from right-handers, but again, small sample size. He's only fired 3 2/3 innings for the Bay Sox. Good strikeout numbers, though. 7 punch-outs against 3 walks. The 1-0 is lifted in the air, high but foul left side. It's going to get out of play. Doesn't stop Greg Cullen from taking a flyer on it as it eventually bounces foul the top row of the lower bowl. One ball and one strike here. But a 3-0 Bowie lead. Two hits for the Senators. Both of them have been pretty fair hits. The 1-1. And Wood watches it miss down. Two balls and one strike here. Wood not a double play kind of batter. Fairly even ground ball to fly ball ratio. He's only bounced into one twin killing this year. He flew out to right field the only time he's put the ball into play this evening. 2-1. And he watches it miss down and away. Three balls and one strike. Bowie has not dealt with multiple runners on base in any individual inning yet this evening. The 3-1. And they have it here as Richmond loses Wood. 5 pitches for a one-out walk. Lipscomb singles, Wood walks, and now here's Brady House. And the Senators, suddenly smelling blood in the water, get a right-hander warming in their bullpen. If this game should see a bottom of the ninth, the Bay Sox don't want to waste an opportunity either. Keegan Gillis is starting to get loose in their bullpen as Forrest Hermann will come out and converse with Nick Richmond. Well, with the way that the bats have been working for Harrisburg today, it really seems like you can just go for contact in a lot of ways. Connor Gillespie did have 5 strikeouts, but 3 of them came in one inning. Aside from that, he'd been contact king. Seen from him all year. Nolan Hoffman mixed his right down the middle. 6 of his outs were, or all out of his 6 outs, 3 were punch outs, 3 were contact. Quick cruise around the Orioles organization with 3 games still in action. It's been a tight one between Aberdeen and Bowling Green. That's the Tampa Bay affiliate. It's a 2-0 Bowling Green lead before Aberdeen took a 3-2 advantage. Now it's tied at 3 just after the stretch. Delmarva trails Charleston 8-3 in the sixth, and Norfolk leads Gwinnett 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Here in the ninth, Bowie leads 3-0. They just need two more outs to close the game. Brady Housebats, in the first pitch to him, is popped up foul right side. It's going to get out of play as Jacob Teeter tracks it down. Count starts out at 0-1. House is 0-3 here in his Double-A debut. So far this season, he has hit into 7 double plays in just 52 games across the Single-A and High-A ranks. One here would be just fine. The 0-1 pitch. And he swings and misses on a slider down and away. Count goes to 0-2. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout for House so far this evening. As he calls for time, quickly behind, 0-2. Richmond sets, holds at the waist. 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pavlone was thinking about a back pick to first base to maybe get James Wood, but I tell you, Pavlone seems to be been having trouble so far today making that transfer. The ball keeps popping out of his hand, but it's a strikeout nonetheless. Second of the day for Nick Richmond. 10th overall for Bay Sox pitching, and Richmond can do the rest of the work himself here as he faces Robert Hassel. First pitch to the lefty, and Hassel clubs it into center field. This should wrap it up. Fabian tracks it down. A couple of steps down, stops, and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Their 7th shutout win of the season. Their 2nd in 3 games. They've won 6 of their last 7. And boy, oh boy, are they rolling here in this homestand. Your final tonight, Bowie 3, Harrisburg 0. Andre will have the start of Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Weekend starts on the 21st with our Bowie Pit Beef Night. Come on out and grab a bite. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday with the Island Luau, a free Bay Sox Hawaiian shirt to the first 750 fans. And it closes on Sunday with Heroes Day. Bay Sox jerseys auctioned off to support local charities. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your 9-inning vacation.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, an efficient win for the Bowie Bay Sox tonight, who stay red hot. Bay Sox have now run 6 of 7 and 3 on the bounce as they take down the Harrisburg Senators tonight 3-0 from Prince George's Stadium. Andre McGarry with you on Bay Sox postgame. Break down how this one went down and take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and preview tomorrow's matchup. It's going to be a fun one to preview after a fun one tonight as the pitching staff continues to dominate for Bowie. Second shutout in the last three games and 4 days for the Bay Sox as they greeted Harrisburg with a 3-0 shutout win. It was a quick one here at Prince George's Stadium, and the tone was set early for Bowie. Let's take you back to when this one started at 6:37 p.m. as Connor Gillespie continued on the mound for the Bay Sox as he was looking to build off of his five shutout frames from his work in Richmond in the back end of his Tuesday-Sunday responsibilities before the All-Star break, where he fired five shutout frames, got the win in a rain-shortened affair. And he did just that. Worked around a one-out walk in the top half of the first. That was one of only three base runners that Connor Gillespie allowed in the entirety of the game. In the bottom half of the first, the tone was set as well early for Bowie. And the Bay Sox have had a theme of that in these last few games, except they waited a little while. Billy Cook did not hit the first pitch out of the ballpark this time. They waited until the third batter, when Judd Fabian got the first pitch he saw, and Fabian was able to get Bowie on the board.
Here's the next offering, and Fabian clobbers it deep out to left field. Hassel's back to the warning track, and he's got no chance. This one is long gone. Judd Fabian says goodbye. His fifth home run of the season, another big solo blast, 419 feet, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 1-0.
And from there, it was not cruise control because it was only a one-run game, but it really felt that way with the way that Connor Gillespie was pitching. He hit a batter in the third inning with two outs, immediately retired the next batter to get out of the frame, did allow a single to Robert Hassel in the fifth, just out of the dive of Joseph Rosa at second base. Hassel would then steal second, but Gillespie in that frame would strike out the side and allow no further damage. And with no tandem in sight for Gillespie for seemingly really the first time all season, with the exception of the doubleheader game in Altoona, he was able to just keep on mowing down hitters. And Gillespie would wind up going six frames, throw 80 pitches, allow one hit, one walk, and five strikeouts. Very good stuff from Connor, who now has 11 consecutive shutout frames to his tab in his last two starts. Bowie would give him some insurance in the bottom half of the fifth. Back-to-back hits led off the frame for the Bay Sox. An infield single from Billy Cook, who extended his sitting streak to six games. Jackson Holliday, also with multiple hits in three of four now at the AA level. Hits in all four. After a first-hitting single, Holliday clubbed a double to right center in the fifth that was just out of the reach of James Wood, but also just shy of going over the fence for his first AA home run. That put runners at third and second, and then hit by pitch from Judd Fabian load the bases against Harrisburg starter Alimel Hernandez, who allowed all three runs on the evening. Back-to-back sack flies from Shane Fontana and Greg Cullen made it a 3-0 game. And really, from there, that's all she wrote, as the Bay Sox bullpen continued the dominance to back Gillespie. Nolan Hoffman only allowed one base runner, and he allowed two. He had a hit by pitch and a walk through his two scoreless frames. And then Nick Richmond, despite a walk and a single, was able to retire the side in order in the ninth. So your final lines in this one: Harrisburg, zero runs on two hits. Senators made one error. For the Bay Sox, three runs on seven hits. No errors. The win goes to Connor Gillespie, improves him to 4-3 on the season. The loss to Alimel Hernandez drops him to 2-5. Nick Richmond picks up his first double-A save in a game that took 2 hours, 20 minutes to complete in front of a crowd of 2,041. At Prince George's Stadium tonight. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame, and when we come back, we'll look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and then we'll preview Wednesday's showdown. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Rams Head on stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back here on Bay Sox Post Game, Bowie, seventh shutout win of the season as they take down the Harrisburg Senators 3-0 tonight. Let's take it around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and get you on your way after an early one tonight. So far, some final scores across the rest of the Eastern League. A 4-0 win for Altoona over Reading in Curve PA tonight. Richmond and Akron got underway early with an afternoon affair. The Flying Squirrels took that one on the road over the Rubber Ducks by a 17-8 final. Hartford currently leads Somerset 4-1 at home in the bottom half of the fifth. Late start in Binghamton, the Erie Seawolves lead the Rumble Ponies on the road, leading by a 1-0 score. And New Hampshire has rallied against Portland. The Sea Dogs led 5-1, but the Fisher Cats, with 5 in the top of the sixth, now lead 6-5. That one's in the top of the seventh. Across the rest of the Orioles system with the full-season affiliates, Norfolk currently leads Gwinnett 2-1 as it stands right now. Also, Delmarva in the single-A ranks trailing 8-3 to Charleston. Aberdeen has come behind to grab a 4-3 lead with 3 in the bottom of the 5th, 1 in the bottom of the 7th over Bowling Green in the high-A ranks. But here at the double-A ranks, the Bay Sox take down the Harrisburg Senators by a 3-0 final. Bowie has now won 3 in a row and 6 of 7. The Bay Sox look to keep it rolling tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. first pitch. They'll send right-hander Carlos Tavera to the mound. 2-5 with a 5.43 ERA. Dustin Sines will get the ball for Harrisburg. The left-hander 0-3 with an 8.10 ERA. As Sines looks to go for the first time this season against Bowie, the Bay Sox will be hoping to get to another lefty in back-to-back days. 6:35 first pitch means that ECA Imaging Systems pregame is 6:15 before Matt Sabatis and I bring you the action from Prince George's Stadium. But for now, signing off from the ballpark, once again our final. Bowie takes it 3-0. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.